Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireta. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday. We have a brand new show here tonight. We have Joanne Moretti as our new Wednesday co-host, and we can have you as a guest as well if you want to call in tonight. We'll definitely pick up. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will go ahead and bring you into the conversation here. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here. Joanne, welcome in.
Well, that was a rousing applause. Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Hey, Proof.
Hey, Joanne, like I tell everybody, you'd rather have that applause and not the Nelson. You don't want the Nelson.
What's the Nelson?
Ha ha!
Yeah, I like the applause better.
Yeah, just from the Simpsons there.
Yeah, I like the applause. So hello, everybody. Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
It's been a long time since we talked in back-to-back weeks.
I know, right? I know. I'm glad to be back, though. I took a long time off and, you know, got a lot of things done around here. Went to a hurricane, had a little bit of health issues, and now it's so good to be back. I'm back to my old self, 100%. The house is coming along, so everything's great. Life is good down here in the free state of Florida.
So.
I didn't hear you broke up.
Was saying we both went through our health issues over the past year or so, so we're both back up to regular strength here for the most part.
Oh, yeah. I bounce back all the time. Boy, I got a lot of topics picked out tonight. I want to talk to you about quite a few things. I'm sure you got a bunch of stuff. I don't even know where to begin. I saw your Broccoli Man, your recent one. That was really,
we'll
really
good.
We'll
play that later. I have to play that once a show, so we'll play later. I'm ready to start with that.
Our listeners will appreciate that. All the Broccoli Men are good. The one last week was really good, too, but this one's really good. I don't know what else to say about them. You guys will all hear it later on. Fru says he's going to play it.
I try my best to make it sound like legitimate liberal people that Broccoli Man runs into.
They really are legitimate, too. I've run into a few of them. I ran into a couple when I was up in Massachusetts recently. I don't even know what to make of them. You can't, you know, RFK Jr. is right. The Democrats have gone from the party of the people to the party of the bankers, the party of the fascists. They're control freaks now. They're trying to control everything. You know, they used to be live and let live and do your own thing and, you know, float your own boat, whatever trips your trigger. But now it's like, oh, you can't do that and don't do that. And I wish more people were wearing masks. And, oh, get off my lawn. I mean, they are the nastiest, most miserable, depressed people I've ever seen. You know, meanwhile, the rest of us are going around living our life. You know, we laugh once in a while. We enjoy each other's company. But these people are the crabbiest people.
Oh, you will never see liberals happy. The only time you ever see a liberal happy, Joanne, is when they're taking your freedom away. Then they're happy momentarily.
Yeah. I mean, there was a woman at the airport I saw on a video. She said, I wish at least one more person was wearing a mask around here. Honey, you're wearing one. If your masks are so wonderful, then you should be fine. What do you care what the rest of the world is doing? You're protected behind your mask there, right? You know, if anybody knows anything about pathogens and viruses, those cotton masks, cotton is woven from threads. Virus can fit easily through the weave. They're not stopping anything. All they are is just showing that you will cooperate.
That's all it is. If you remember from 3 years ago, when all those boxes of scams, we call them scams, all those boxes of scams at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Publix, whatever, they had on the back warning, does not protect against COVID-19. And they're telling you that's the best thing to protect against COVID-19. And then when you point that out, they tell you that you're stupid and that they just have to say that. But it's the truth is that they protect you.
Yeah, well, Fauci even said it himself initially. You know, he said the best protection was an N95 mask that was properly fitted, because they come in different sizes. And you shouldn't wear them for more than 20 minutes at a time.
Right. And somehow that transitioned into you need to wear the same one, even if it's a cloth mask or even if it's one of those cheap masks that they change every 20, 30 minutes in the hospital and they normally only wear if they're doing surgery. Now they change them once a day, or not even once a day. You hang it in your car and then you let it air out. Then you put it on again the next day.
Well, airing it out, now you've breathed on it, and there's moisture in it from you breathing on it, and then you hang it in your car, and it collects bacteria onto that moisture, and fungus and other things, dust, pollen, and then you put it back on.
Yes.
That's a biohazard. That's a health hazard.
It's a risk. It's liberal, though.
You know, when you see these little kids with their little runny noses and they touching the mask and putting them on their face and then, you know, taking them off and dropping them on the ground or shoving them in their backpack and then putting them back on, that's not healthy. You know, down here in Florida, hardly anyone wears masks unless you're in a doctor's office or something, and they require it. Most doctor's offices don't even require them here. But up in Massachusetts, I saw people just in regular settings still wearing them. I was shocked. What are you doing with a mask on?
You know, Joanne, the only people still wearing them are the hardcore Democrats or the children that they were able to indoctrinate forever.
Poor children. I want to hide all the children from these people. My goodness. Children are under attack. You see what's going on out there?
Well, that's...
Everybody's preying on children.
Satan preys on children. So we're about to say the same thing, I think. But Satan preys on children,
so.
And that's how the Andrenochrome works. So...
oh my God! I heard about that.
Dead and taking the blood, or seeing children die, that gets them off as well. I don't know why. I just prefer to have a wife like every other normal guy that's of decent age. But I'm in the minority now.
Only 2% of the population is trans. Less than 13% are gay. So the major part of the population
is
not. What?
That's kind of skewed, because to me, and I think that if you ask a lot of people, they would agree with this. The people that say they're trans don't understand the terminology. They somehow think they're trans, but they're not planning on lopping off any body parts. So
I don't understand how that can be.
Yeah, you,
you know,
if you're transing, that means you're transitioning from one body to the other. You can't
right.
play hide the salami for the rest of your life and still have the salami and say you're a female or say you're trans. If you have no intention of letting that salami go in the garbage, then you're not transing. You're called a transvestite.
I'm having a real hard time understanding all of these sexualities. What I do know is that children, you know, they're saying children, toddlers, babies, understand sexuality. No, they don't. I think I wrote to you about this. You know, you ask any 5 or 6-year-old little boy if he likes boys or girls. He's going to say he likes boys because girls are icky. Girls have cooties. Of course he's going to say that. You can't just take him serious. You know, today he wants to be a boy, tomorrow he wants to be a girl, the next day he wants to be a Ninja Turtle. You know, I likened it to
thinking Ninja Turtle.
Children, yeah, really, you know, and then the next day he wants to be a dinosaur. You can't just lock a child into any type of a long-term life-altering decision like that. That's why they have parents to make these decisions. Some of these parents are pushing it on their kids, too. They're using these kids like an accessory so they can be oh so cool and woke.
Are you talking about, like, celebrities like Charlize Theron?
Yeah, well, they asked her kid, you know, if he liked being a girl, and he said, they asked him, are you a boy or a girl? And he said, I don't know. He said, Mommy knows. And she's got him dressed like a girl, and this kid doesn't even want to be a girl. What happens when they don't want to be a girl anymore? Do you ever sign a kid up for sports, for a musical instrument at school, and the minute they get it, they lose interest and they want to do something else? Or you sign them up for camp and they don't want to go. But they wanted to go when you signed them up and spent the money, right? But now they don't want to go anymore. And nothing you can do will get them to go. You know, and then I saw Disney, this bippity-boppity boutique. There's a full-grown man in a dress with a mustache. Now, he's not trans because no trans woman would wear a mustache like that. She'd be the first person down there getting it waxed. So that person is not fulfilling a child's fantasy to be at Disney World. He's fulfilling his own fantasy to be a girl among children with a mustache. I mean, women pay big money to get those mustaches waxed. You know, this guy is not trans. He's living out his fantasy at the expense of children. It's not the child's fantasy to be there. What the hell would the child know about that? You know, I'm just really concerned for the children. Back off the children. No one cares what anyone does in their bedroom if you're an adult. Leave the kids alone and be left alone. No one will bother you. But when you start preying on children, that's when people have a problem with it. And anybody's got a problem with people stepping up for the children, well, I'm sorry for your luck, folks. It's the right thing to do to stand up for children. Do not bother them. You're not going to let them get a tattoo.
Let me add to that with Disney. Did you see the thing about the Little Mermaid over the weekend? There's a new Little Mermaid movie, and they were told by the gay and lesbian, I believe it was. I don't think I saved the article. But they were advised that in the movie there's not enough kink or sex in the movie for a G-rated Disney movie.
You don't need kink and sex in children's movies. You need imagination and fun and likable characters. You don't have to always push your agenda down these children's throat everywhere they turn. There's nowhere for these children to go that's safe anymore. They can't go to school. They can't go to clubs. They can't go to even baseball games. You know, I mean, where is there for the children to go to be children? And then you're trying to lock them into some sort of sexuality when they don't even understand what sexuality is. You know, like I said, same with little girls. Boys have cooties. You know, that's all they should know about sexuality at that age.
I'm just wondering, Joanne, because we've seen corporations just walk up to the guillotine and stick their own head in it and pull the lever. I'm waiting on the first, Chick-fil-A, I guess, was the first restaurant to decide that they're caving in. I've been waiting to see if McGMO or any of those other companies are doing it. I
Oh, yeah, they're all doing it. This is Pride Month. You know, Pride is one of the deadly sins.
Funny that, Joanne, do you remember last year when GMO King said that you can order a bun with two tops or two bottoms?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the purpose of that. I'm gonna get a Whopper with two bottoms because I want to celebrate lesbianism.
Yeah, that's I don't make the connection with that either. It's bread, all right. Bread doesn't have a sexuality. It has yeast, flour, sugar, a little bit of oil, and water. It doesn't have a sexuality. This is just so ridiculous. They're just putting this agenda into everything. And you're right about these companies. And like we said, what do all these companies have in common? Banks, investment firms, Klaus Schwab, BlackRock, Vanguard, you know, things like that. That's what they have in common. And they have an ESG score, equity, I don't know what the other one is, sensitivity and inclusiveness,
oh,
and some PSI scores.
Inclusiveness and equity.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, and it's like a social credit score. So you have to do this in order to get financing for your business. Now, this has nothing to do with what you sell or what services you provide. But you got to do it so that you can get money. Well, whose idea was this? Who come up with this and why? I mean, do they want
I can give you the answer, the World Economic Forum.
Exactly. There's a lot of people in that World Economic Forum, too, by the way. Even the chick that took over being CEO of Twitter in the marketing department.
Yes, one of the chairs of the World Economic Forum, which...
Yeah, Vicarious or whatever her name is.
Yeah, I can't believe Elon Musk decided to do that, but you said there was ulterior
motive to that. He might have... I don't know what his rationale is for that, but I'm sure he has a reason. He is taking, you know, every new hire, he's interviewing them. So she must have had one hell of an interview. And, you know, some people can transition to other jobs, even though she was at the World Economic Forum, and it's in her because of, I mean, if you look at her history and look at her Twitter feeds and, you know, videos she's done, she's hardcore leftist. But, you know, maybe he set up perimeters for her, and if she violates them, she's gone. He's not afraid to fire people. He'll fire anyone, too. So I don't know. I don't know why he did it. Maybe she's very good at her job, but I just, I don't trust that one bit. I do like Elon Musk. I think he's a brilliant man, and I like that he thinks before he answers a question. He takes that second, and he puts his thoughts together. Then he'll answer the question. So I do like that about him. You know, but I don't trust anybody these days.
I shared a video to you a few days ago, and you shared it back to me today, telling me to watch it. I already have it uploaded on our switchboard. I wanted to play it for the audience while we're talking
about
it.
I'm sorry about that. Sometimes I forget where I get them, but
okay.
I just said, oh, my God, this is right up Proof Sally.
You all do that, so that's okay. I want to share it for the audience, and then we can discuss.
All right, please do.
Fine. There's three initiatives that are put down through the World Economic Forum. One is called CEI, one is called ESG, and one is called DEI. These initiatives are put down as social initiatives from the World Economic Forum, the most powerful people on the planet, through the banks to the big corporations. These corporations, unlike my business, actually depend on that financing 100%. So if they don't do the things that these three initiatives, the CEI, the ESG, and the DEI say, they actually lose their funding, so they can't operate their business. So you say, well, aren't these people smart enough to understand why they're destroying their business? They can't not do it, because if they don't do it, they won't get their funding, so they can't operate. So they have no choice but to do it. And then they drive their business into the dirt, and here's why that's happening. Because the people who run these companies, the officers of the companies, are not the founders of the companies. These are people that are many generations removed and many degrees of caring about the actual brand removed, all right? So these people are college graduates who think they know a whole bunch of stuff because they have an advanced degree, and they are making decisions that are, you know, basically about the money, and thinking that eventually people will adopt this and it will stop. But it's not going to stop. And it's not supposed to stop. This is what people are failing to realize. What's happening is we are dealing with a communist insurgency that is undermining the values and the identity of the American public. What they are doing is they are intentionally creating a scenario where the American people rejecting this initiative is actually hurting iconic American brands that remove much of the American identity. So when you name these companies off, all of these companies represent America when you think of them traditionally. So now they're removing part of the identity, which is part of the communist process called demoralization. If there's less identity in America, there's less to fight for, which makes it easier to conquer. All right. Then on top of it, one of the goals of communism is to create two classes of people, very poor and very rich. And so what they're doing here is they are getting the American public to cancel their own companies that actually hurts their own neighbors who are good, hardworking American people. Because the people at Bud Light at the top are not the ones feeling the pain here. It's the delivery drivers. It's the hardworking red, white, and blue Americans that believe the same motherfucking shit that you all believe who are getting fired or laid off or losing because of this. So they have run an operation to push this initiative down through the companies intentionally, where the companies cannot resist it because they're required to do so for their funding, knowing that the American people are going to reject it and destroy these companies, creating the lower class system that they're trying to create in the first place.
You know, Proof, that makes so much sense.
Which is strange because these companies are maybe losing more money than what they're getting funded.
Yeah. Anheuser-Busch has lost $15.7 billion so far. That's a lot of money.
Oh, they're no longer the world's number one beer brand now. They're down to number two.
Yeah.
What is that, Modelo, that's
now
number one?
You know, how do you resist something? What?
No, I was just saying I think Modelo's number one now.
Wow. Which beers do they make?
Modelo, M-O-D-E-L-O. That's their signature beer.
I never even heard of it. I've heard of Bud, Miller, Coors, all of them. Not that one, though.
I don't drink alcohol, but I know Modelo is a big brand.
Wow. I've never even heard of it. I heard of Pabst.
Yeah, it's much better than Schaefer, I guess.
Schaefer, that's an old beer.
See, the one that I remember with the commercials is Löwenbräu.
Yep. I remember Löwenbräu. I remember Schaefer. I mean, the Boston, Gillette Stadium used to be Schaefer Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where the Patriots play, it used to be Schaefer Stadium.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, that is a conundrum, because if you don't do what the money changers want you to do, you're not going to get the funding. And if you do it, your business is going to go right through the floor. So it's a no-win situation they've been put in. What about the shareholders and, you know, the people that's 401ks are tied into these businesses, too? You know, everybody's taking a haircut here because of all of this. And the only reason that people are rejecting this sexually demented agenda is because they're targeting children. If you leave the kids alone, no one's going to bother you. No one's going to say to you, you want to be a girl, be a girl. You want to be a gay, be a gay.
Right.
You know, no one cares what you do as long as you leave the children out of it. So this is why they're purposely targeting children, because they are trying to get a rise out of us. And that made so much sense. They're trying to tank those businesses. And you're right, the distributor, you know, I mean, they're losing money. No one's buying this beer. This is what these guys, they go and they get all this beer and they pay for it and they distribute it and they make money off of it themselves. And where they distribute it to the stores and bars and stuff, they make money. But if no one's selling it, you know, the distributor can't push it. So he's not making any money. He's going out of business.
Not only that, but just, if you're a Budweiser driver, now everybody laughs. Oh, you drive around tranny fluid.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what it's being called, too, is tranny fluid, the Bud Light.
Yeah.
I've heard it myself. I heard the bartender say to somebody a couple of weeks ago, you want your Bud Light? And he said, nah, I ain't drinking that tranny fluid anymore. So everybody's boycotting it. Obviously, by $15.7 billion in losses, there's a boycott going on. And now you see the Dodgers. That's even gone to, I mean, they were dabbling before, but now sports clubs are going all out. The Los Angeles Dodgers, on their Pride Night, they are going to have this group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. As a matter of fact, that guy, Sam, that was stealing girls' luggages, that was working at the White House, the nuclear guy.
Sam Sinner, whatever his name
was.
He
used to be the president of that group. Now, they are mocking nuns and Christianity. They're having a cross with a man attached to it, and they're having these cross dresses dressed like nuns doing pole dancing around the cross. That is absolutely mocking the Catholics and the Christians. The Catholics because of the nuns, but the cross is all the Christians. That's mocking them. That's making fun of them. I don't think for a second that the Los Angeles Dodgers would have anybody on that field who was dressed as Muhammad and simulating sodomy, or having a statue of Buddha and one of these cross-dressers giving it a lap dance. The place would erupt in flames if they tried it. You know, now we got Joe Biden going after Uganda because they outlawed homosexuality. Why isn't he going after Yemen or Afghanistan or any one of the Muslim countries, Syria, Turkey? They outlawed, Saudi Arabia, they all outlawed homosexuality too, but he's not saying a word about them.
Oh, no, the Ukraine outlaws homosexuality.
Well, he's not saying anything about that. You
know
why?
We pay for that.
You know what's in Uganda? They just found a whole bunch of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why he's going after Uganda. Won't be long before they're in there taking it over. Just like they did Libya.
So speaking of baseball, I shared an article with you. There's a pitcher that plays for the Toronto Blue Jays. He was seen on his Instagram account, and he was talking about why the Bible says we should boycott Target and Bud Light. And the liberals are trying to get him blackballed from baseball.
That's ridiculous, because he's a Catholic, because he doesn't appreciate them mocking his religion, you know, doing depraved things to Jesus. Well, you know, people take Jesus very serious.
As do
I'm
I.
One of them. Right, I'm one of them.
Yes.
And I do not appreciate what's going on here, not with the children and not with the religion. But, I mean, what they're doing right now is a religion by itself. People are so cult-like that you can't even reach them anymore.
No, and not only that, Joanne, but if you're one of these leftists, you have to have your values on a swivel, because tomorrow you might think it's racist to eat an apple, and you have to stand up for that. You literally have to go all out, because if you're like, no, I have an apple tree in my front yard, apples are not shaming the gay community. Well, you're out of the club.
I know. And it's depraved. It's weird. I don't know why we're allowing it. You know, they've got us so isolated and separated that everybody thinks they're the only one. They don't realize there's millions and millions and millions of us that are all thinking the same way that they're thinking. But they don't know how to connect with each other.
Yeah, but Joanne, that's how the Democrats get power. They separate everybody, and then they tell every group that, hey, I'm on your side. I'm going to go after the other people.
Right.
That's
how
they
gain bad guy.
Power.
They always have the bad guy, too. They've been doing it since the Democrat Party began. It used to be black people were the bad guys, like Hitler with the Jews. The Jews are the bad people. Now it's the white people. All right, white men are responsible for climate change. All our roads are racist because they were built by white men. You know, now, I mean, when your children grow up, there's a lot of white people. You know, actually, we're becoming a minority. However, I shouldn't even say we because I'm not exactly all white. But the white people right now, they're so afraid to even open their mouths for fear of being accused of being a racist that they're just cowering, you know, because they feel like they're alone. They have isolated us. You can have Black Lives Matter rallies and, you know, tear down cities and burn things up. But if you go to a Trump rally, every license plate is registered. You're a terrorist now. Or if you go to a school board meeting, you're a terrorist. You know, during the COVID, they closed bars and churches and any other gathering place. They have the schools so buttoned down tight with liberalism that the children, we're going to lose the children if we don't stop them. You know, you're better off not even sending your kid to school right now because of all the stuff they're teaching them. That's not math or English or history. And if it is history, it's revisionist history. But geography, they don't teach them all those things anymore. They don't teach them how to spell. They don't teach them how to do math. They teach them how to be activists. And they teach them to hate themselves as they are.
So let me bring this up, Joanna. We have a caller that wants to get in on the show. Do you know which country did the first transgender surgeries and which was the first country to really start sexualizing children?
I don't know, but I would believe it would be probably Hitler's Germany, but that would be a wild guess.
Well, close. It's the Weimar Republic before Hitler's Germany. So we're copying the same playbook, and we're going to get so out of control that somebody's going to rise up and say that I'm going to protect these mean streets, I'm going to get us under control, and they're going to act like Captain Save-A-Ho and get rid of anyone and everything that could be a potential threat.
I was just looking over some facts about that Weimar Republic, and you are absolutely right. We are following it to the letter, the fall of Germany, the rise of the Weimar Republic, Hitler coming in and out, and, I mean, they arrested him and stuff like that, but then he came back. And the Worker Party was fighting against him, but then he ended up infiltrating the Workers Party, and he promised security, and he promised brotherhood, and he promised, you know, peace and tranquility. And the people bought it. And there's always a bad guy. Just, you know, that time it was the Jews for Hitler. He hated the Jews, and he made everybody else hate the Jews. This time it's the white people and the Christians, absolutely. Because you got to have a bad guy. See, you got to have a victim. So now all the black people and all the immigrants and all the gays and other minorities, they're all the victim. But if they're the victim, who's the perpetrator? Who's the oppressor? They got to have one of those. So it's the white people and the straight people. And the minorities who would side with the white people and the straight people for normalcy. Nobody's safe. The white people are the bad people right now. They're the bad guy. But if you got a guy like Larry Elder or Tim Scott or this guy Trevor, the pitcher, all right, they're the bad guys now. You have to hate them. And people do it, Proof. People are actually falling for that. You know, if you think that your fellow Americans are the problem, you're the problem.
Absolutely.
You're thinking way too small, way too small. Your co-Americans are not the problem. It's these people who would divide us that are the problem. You know, I love everybody. I don't care what your race is, what your gender is, what your persuasion is. I love everybody. Leave the kids alone. Do your own thing. And just live your life, you know, live your best life. We got to stick together on a lot of things. We cannot be fighting with each other because we lose focus on what is really going on, who the big players are. And you're right, World Economic Forum, the money changes. Always, always, always follow the money. That's where you'll find the science, and that's where you'll find the perpetrators.
Right. So let me go ahead and grab Austin out of Indianapolis, making his first call into our show here. Welcome in, Austin, sir.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey there. I wanted a side promotion here. Proof Negative, there's a show on mix105indy.com. That's the station that I'm managing partner of. And I wanted to say that Proof, he does a show called Proof Sleeper Cells. And it's on late Saturday night, early Sunday morning at 1 a.m. Eastern time. And we're trying to find additional spots for that show, but it's basically some of the lost hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, if you like that. So Proof Negative does a show that's on Mix 105. And then we also carry Barefoot is Legal as well on early Sunday morning. So it's kind of like a Freedomizer radio thing on our station here. So I just wanted to put that out there to people listening. Talking about – go ahead, sorry.
No, I said thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. So I was about to say, one thing that I despise in our cultural scenario that we have right now is hypocrisy. So in a few hours, we begin what I like to call Woke Christmas, because that's exactly what the month of June is. It's time to celebrate the butt bongo. And we have entities like the NBA, the National Basketball Association, that'll put pride symbols up on its social media accounts. But back last October, they played two preseason ball games. Both the Milwaukee Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks played two preseason ball games in the United Arab Emirates. They went to Dubai. This is a country where if you steal a Butterfinger, they chop your hand off. If you're a woman and you walk outside without a man, it's a crime. If you walk outside and if you're a woman and you look at another man, it's a crime. They stone your in the street. And also, if you're gay, they cut you off and they castrate you, and they also can kill you. The NBA also has a $8 billion agreement with China, a country that I know that Proof Negative has hit on this several times. China has a Uyghur Muslim problem, and the Uyghur Muslims are not the problem. They have a problem with a concentration, or as they call re-education camps over there.
Right.
Enes Kanter last year, when he was playing for the Boston Celtics, he said something about how China was treating Tibet. He got blackballed and sent to Houston, where he was ultimately released. 4 years ago in 2019, Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Rockets at the time, tweeted out support for Hong Kong. He was shut down by the NBA front office. And, of course, Mr. Political Pariah, LeBron James, comes out and says that Mr. Morey needed the educated. And I think the conspiracy theorist in me says that when Enes Kanter was sent down to Houston, it was the act of contrition for what Daryl Morey did in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get into...
Well, yeah, that
when
is
we get
the
into,
ultimate hypocrisy.
Yes. When we get into Woke Christmas in the next few hours, because it's just a few hours away, you're going to see all these companies that do pride symbols, and it's all hypocrisy. Disney in 2020, they filmed the live-action version of the movie Mulan. It was filmed 20 minutes away from a Uyghur Muslim camp.
Mm-hmm.
It was filmed 20 minutes away. They said nothing about it. They did nothing, because they say one thing, they're, you know what, booted out of China.
Right.
And then, of course, the movie Lightyear had a gay kissing scene in it. It was banned in 14 Muslim countries over there. It was a flop at the box office because of Tim Allen, who was an ultimate conservative guy. Tim Allen was not the voice of the guy. It was some other woke individual, and that movie flopped at the box office. The movie The Little Mermaid that you guys were talking about, it made $185 million in its first weekend against a $250 million budget. That's also considered a flop. So congratulations, Disney. You are going down the woke tube. And people do not want to go and watch agenda-driven content. It just doesn't work. because if you shove the agenda in somebody's face, they're going to push you back.
Austin, did you hear the audio that Proof just played?
Yes, about the World Economic Forum. Yes, I did. And that's exactly,
yes,
it's the dolts in Davos. The dolts in Davos.
Right.
They're all trying to put this globalist agenda out there, and many people are rejecting it. Bud Light, Target, Kohl's now. Kohl's did the same thing. Chick-fil-A, they hired a DEI, or as I say, a DIE individual, because it's bringing death and destruction to the companies on the name of the three woke. I'm not going to say it on the air here, but it's a very gross thing that some people like to do to bring self-pleasure. The three woke words, and
yeah,
they bring these things to, you know, make their ESG score go higher. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, from a business standpoint, why would you cater to less than 1% of the population?
Well,
so
not just that, but if you have certain values like Chick-fil-A has, Chick-fil-A already, you have the woke crowd that says they're never going to a Chick-fil-A. So if you're pandering to people that say they're never going to go to your place and you're going to shut your fan base down, you're left with basically nothing.
That's
and
right.
That's the point. But that's the point.
Yep.
What a good
right.
way to tank those companies. You know, they don't like Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll take them down in a heartbeat, and that's a perfect way to do it.
And
you know,
there's one person. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
I wanted to just ask Joanna a question real quick here. So do these companies not feel like they could stand on their own without BlackRock? I just don't understand how that BlackRock money is so important, because if you
because
stand
it's so
by
intertwined.
Your product, you should make profits. Go ahead.
They're so intertwined. They run the banks. They run the investment firms. They run all these, you know, like your 401k investments and stuff. They're all spread out into these companies. They have their claws into everything. And that's how they control you, with the money. It's always the money. That's why I wasn't upset if they don't reach a deal. You take away their money, you take away their power. If they can't be throwing money around, they have zero power. You know,
mm-hmm.
strip them of their funds and they're nothing.
Yep.
So I didn't care if they all went broke. You know, Americans
yeah.
are very, very versatile. And we have every resource we could possibly need to sustain us for the rest of our life and beyond in this country. We have 200 years worth of oil still in the ground, untouched. You know, they tell you, oh, you can't mine for coal. But you can mine cobalt and lithium and all the other rare earth minerals, right? That doesn't bother the planet at all. It's the same mining, same operation, same equipment, same emissions, same everything. Coal is bad. Lithium is good. They're both mined.
Mm-hmm.
You can mine for gold. You can mine copper. You can mine iridium. But you can't mine coal. Because coal is one of our national products, and oil is one of our national products. You know, that's what Joe Biden sold for those millions and millions and millions, his influence. But he also had control over policy in this country. He has shut down oil drilling, permitting, refineries, coal mining. But he was taking money from companies who didn't do that, like Burisma and China and Ukraine and all these other countries that he's taken money from. They're still drilling. They're still mining. So he put them on top and put us out of business.
It's about power. It's also about, and this is what the left loves, China, because China's a communist country, and they will exert
mm-hmm.
their power and control. It's about control. When you talk about gun control, for example, that's that second word, control. They want to control everything. They want us
right.
to become China 2.0. But, of course, in China,
right.
though, being transgender is classified as a mental illness over there in that country. So that doesn't make sense
mm-hmm.
to the left.
Yeah, but they don't even think it.
The enemy of their enemy is their friend. So they'll be able to placate the fact for a little while that they hate gays, because most importantly, they have to get rid of white Christians.
Yep.
Yeah. it's very bad out there, and they have isolated us so far from each other that everybody thinks that they're the only one. They have taken away any possibility of gathering or organizing. That's what they were so afraid of Trump for, because he was pulling in 20, 30, 40,000 people at a time, and all them people were talking among themselves, and they can't have that. If you were BLM, you could rally all you want. You could have big protests, and you could have big marches and stuff. You could talk all you wanted because you were talking about the subjects that they wanted you to talk of. But anything that goes against that narrative, they will isolate you. They will jail you. Look at these J6 prisoners. It just come out that the J6 files are coming out, 100% of them. But they're giving them to John Solomon and Julie Kelly to go through and narrate and put them into chronological order and timelines and stuff. I don't like the idea of a couple of people having control over the release of these tapes. When they said they were going to release all 400 hours of the tapes, I would say just release them and let us go through them ourselves. We don't need a narrator.
Yep.
Eventually they all will come out, but, you know, right now it's just selective strikes. So we're still not getting the other side.
It's selective editing to fit their narrative. It's all it is about. Just to make their narrative good.
Yeah, I don't want them edited. I want to see it for myself.
That's what the kangaroo court...
We're all pretty smart people.
Farce. That's what the whole farce with that lady, the former representative, the Cheney lady from Wyoming. That's what she was in charge of. And she's no longer there because people saw right through her. She lost by a landslide, too. So people know.
Yeah, well, her job was to put a lid on it and keep the curiosity down and just tell us, oh, Orange Man bad,
mm-hmm.
and all those J6s were bad. No, they weren't. There was thousands and thousands of people there. There were instigators outside and inside. Some of those people were pushed in. You know how the rush of a crowd, almost like a stampede. Those instigators were pushing people into the building. Others inside the building opened the door for them that can only be opened from the inside. You remember after 9/11, all the big staging and stuff that they put around the Capitol, they hardened that building. They replaced every single window in there with bulletproof, shatterproof, gasproof, sealed windows. I personally know somebody who was involved in that job who was putting the glass in. If you look at the battering ram that they used, it was just a thing that they used to break the window in that door. That window had to have been swapped out because that glass broke like a windshield. It did not. There was no way somebody from the outside with a battering ram that small was going to break the real glass that they had put in there. It was staged. They had feds all over the place. That's why they didn't want to give up those videos, because they didn't want us to see how many feds were in there. Probably 70% of the people inside the building were feds. The other 30% were dragged in there to be stage guppies.
Yeah, and the ultimate thing is Pelosi was in charge of security. I mean, she was the Speaker of the House at the time. It was her responsibility. And I'm a former military guy myself, and I could just tell you that it was the security posture around that entire building was not up to speed. And we know that the president at the time,
but
Trump,
it was.
But
yes, it was. That's the mistake. Yes, there was tons of security there. That place was secure as a drum.
Those people were snookered.
But let me ask you, though.
If
anything
got
out of hand, there would have been enough feds in there to fix it, to handle it.
So my question would be that if that was Pelosi's job, now that McCarthy's the Speaker of the House, why can't he call off the whole issue?
It's because he's taken aback by the administration. I'm sorry, by the establishment. He's just another establishment guy. That's why he nobody wanted him. You know, the Lauren Boebert and the little bit more right-leaning people in there did not want him to be Speaker because he's just a pushover. He's just like a pushover, just like the other one was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like Eric Cantor and just like the rest of them. Yep. The mayor of D.C. also refused National Guard because they all knew it was staged. They had their people in there. They had all their feds in there. They had all their orchestrators in there and their activists and stuff. And they were able to get a bunch of people, not a whole lot, but a bunch of people, into the Capitol. You can tell who's the feds, who's the activist, and who were the actual protesters in just the videos that we did get to see. The actual protesters stayed inside the ropes. They didn't wander around. They didn't touch things, break things, set any fires, any of that. They just looked like tourists walking through there. That shaman, the man's a pacifist. He's like a reverend type thing, you know, like medicine man, spiritual man, or whatever he is in his own religion. He was saying prayers for peace. He wasn't damaging anything or anyone. And he had, what, about 10 cops leading him around, turning doorknobs, follow me here, follow me there. He did not once take it upon himself to turn a door handle or open a door. They were doing it for him. He, so much to the point where he was thanking them for their service, how good they were to him. So it was all fake. It was all staged. But it was a way to go after Trump. It was a way to go after his supporters. It was a way to teach anybody who would even think of protesting, if you do, you're going to be put in prison as a political prisoner. You know, if you murder somebody, you'll be out in the street in an hour. You'll beat the cops home. But if you walk around like a tourist inside the Capitol, simple trespass.
Not even in the Capitol building. You could just be on the perimeter.
Yeah, Stuart Rhodes wasn't even in the building. He never entered the Capitol, and he's going to do 18 years? Are you kidding me?
Well, that's because they did that kind of stuff in the Weimar Republic, which is why we're going down. We're going down the same road as Germany.
Yes.
The United States was not built on having political prisoners.
No, we were not supposed to have political prisoners. You were supposed to be able to protest peacefully. Those people, I mean, if you look at the BLM protests, they burnt down
$2 billion.
Really, look at Ferguson and look at Baltimore and all the places they burnt down. They were never rebuilt. The people in those communities, they don't have anywhere to shop now. They have to travel long distances. Not everybody in the city has cars. So they have to take buses and trains and stuff to go food shopping. You know how hard that is to bring your groceries home? Because the store in your neighborhood was burnt to the ground or looted out of business. You know, there is no 7-Eleven you can go to or a gas station up the street or go get your tires done or go get your hair done. You know, buy a few clothes for your kids or do some shopping. You can't do that in those communities anymore because those buildings were destroyed. Now,
$2 billion worth.
Yeah, and BLM, they're dissolving now. They spent all their money. They didn't send a black kid to college or fix one of those stores or, you know, help them start a business or any of that. Nobody got sent to school. No black people were helped in those communities. They bought houses.
What does BLM stand for?
Black Lives Matter.
How about Buy Large Mansions?
Yeah, Buy Large Mansions.
Buy Large. Yep, that's what they did with all their money.
That's what they did. They bought 8 mansions. They divvied the money up among themselves. I'm sure they paid Soros back with interest because, you know, a billionaire doesn't give away trillions. That would be impossible. So, but he puts the money up front, and then they pay him back with interest, and then he goes off to his other thing, and BLM gets to shake down companies like Nike and Goodyear and all of those companies that were flying the BLM flags and donating to BLM to the tune of billions. And now that money's just disappeared. It evaporated.
Yep. They went out. They exploited the death of George Floyd on white guilt, and they raised $90 million off of rich white liberals. And those rich white liberals that donated the money, they didn't know that their money was going to go into the purse of Patrice Couture, who went on and bought that nice little mansion, Candace Owens
in a white neighborhood.
In a white neighborhood, yep. She had a movie called The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, or I think was what it was called. But it talked about that, and it just talks about how out of touch and how these guys were scamming. If I were the attorney general, of course it's not going to happen in a
state like California, and commie-forny is what I call it, because if I were the Attorney General, I would be looking into their finances and charging them and indicting them for fraud, because that's exactly what they did. They defrauded their donors out of millions of dollars. They exploited the deaths of George Floyd and going back, you know, 10 years and exploiting other deaths for their own financial gain. And if you notice, they were silent when the death of Tyre Nichols happened in Memphis, when those five black police officers murdered that that black gentleman. But of course,
it was because of white racism.
Yes. but of course, Adam Silver hopped off of Xi Jinping and put out a press release with the NBA. They put out a press release condemning the thing. But of course, Adam Silver goes back to bed with Xi Jinping every night, you know, because that's what he does.
Right. Yeah.
So the NBA and some of these other far leftist companies are not, they ignore the human rights violations overseas, but then they, you know, condemn our country and, as I say, assume the position of fellatio by kneeling and sucking the, you know, the udder, if you know what I mean. That is China.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't know what these people expect in the long run. You know, are they looking for a seat at the table? Because they're not going to get it. The first thing that any dictator or regime does when they seize power is they kill off the people who help them get into power. Because if you can help them get in, you can help them get out. You know what you're doing. So they kill them first. There is no seat at the table. These people are just fools to go along with this. You know, their families are going to have to ask John Kerry.
Yep. The woke movement has no loyalty. There is no loyalty in the woke movement. Once you're done, once you're kicked, you're out.
Right.
So I have a legitimate question here, Joanne.
Sure.
So why is it that some companies are woke-proof? Like the NBA, I don't know if they can have they could do something so bad that people don't watch their games. I don't know if Coke or the other second-rate soda company would get canceled. I don't know if Nike will ever get canceled. Look at how bad they have done with human rights violations. It just seems like some companies, it doesn't matter what they do, they're always
on
top.
Nike paid the VIG. They bowed to China, and they paid BLM lots and lots of money. So, you know, they did. They paid the VIG. Coke did, too. You know, Coke told their employees they should be less white.
Walker Cola.
Yeah. So,
people still drink,
you know, they went along with it. The ones that resist, like that pitcher, he's resisting now. You know he's going to get blackballed. Companies maybe who self-finance, who don't need the money changes, maybe they can survive it. But like you said, even Chick-fil-A, the founder of Chick-fil-A retired. His kid runs it. And the kid isn't as conservative or possibly Christian as his father was. But he's fallen for it, too. He's fallen into the trap. You know, the bigger you get, the bigger your corporation gets, the more you rely on the money changes.
And the more,
you know,
rules and restrictions they put on you in order to do what they want.
Right. Everybody wants a piece. You got to know who you got to grease.
These companies, are they really woke-proof, though? Because I don't see anybody ever saying boycott Coca-Cola. And for all the protesting of boycott Nike, look at the Colin Kaepernick stuff. That doesn't slow people down. It's more important to wear their sneakers than it is to say I'm not buying ever again.
Yeah, because they put it out there, and those are a must-have for the kids. You know, they'll put like Michael Jordan on those here Nikes, and every kid has to have these $200 sneakers, and every parent has to work 2 weeks to buy the kid the pair of sneakers that they're going to outgrow in 2 more weeks.
The sneakers, by the way, that are made with slave labor in another, you know, underdeveloped countries too. I should
That's my whole point of how they're total Teflon. There's nothing that Nike can do that they could make you have to show proof of your being gay and trans in order to buy their sneakers. And people will get whatever they need to show that they're gay and trans to buy their stuff. They just won't stop.
Yeah, because they paid the VIG. So now they're in the good graces. And these forums will help them market.
Yep.
You know, like Target, they're losing all these billions now. I'm sure their shareholders aren't happy. I'm sure that the people whose 401ks are, you know, entwined with this company, I'm sure they're not happy right now. What are they going to do to come out of it?
I was reading an article the other day that said that Target's been doing gay pride things for several years now. Well, that's nice, but I will tell you that our tolerance level has gone way down. We will tolerate people being gay, but we're not going to accommodate you. There's a difference between full-blown accommodation, because if you're telling me to, go ahead.
The difference being is that you can have adult shirts that talk about gay pride. It's one thing to have trans onesies for toddlers and then also sell them satanic toddler onesies and put them in the very front of the store so you see them even before you could grab a shopping cart.
Oh, you see girls' bathing suits, size toddler, with the nugget tuck pocket in it. Why are you going to tuck your little boy's nuggies in a girl's bathing suit?
I'm not tucking my ice cream cone nor my kumquats.
Okay, broccoli man.
Propeller.
Yeah, well, you know, if you got a little boy, you can put trunks on him. I think it's depraved.
What it all boils down to is, see, we.
Go ahead.
What it all boils down to is everyone in around the world used to look to the United States for leadership and for guidance about certain issues because we were the world's leader and all that, but not anymore. And go back last year, we had Leah Thomas, you know, the woman with a propeller in her pants. I don't want to listen to her. A propeller in her pants or a dong in her pants. There we go. And she won the NCAA swimming. And then, of course, Riley Gaines, who's a University of Kentucky swimmer, and Leah Thomas both, I think, tied at the swimming championships for the NCAA. And both of them, this 6'3" woman, person who identifies as a woman, up there on the same stage that Riley was on, and Riley was made to not take the picture because they wanted to, you know, practice diversity, equity, inclusion. And it forced Riley to become, she's very outspoken because the media always talks about her. And then she even had a mob go after her in the last month or so out in California.
Know.
And she had to lock
they
herself
her
in a room. And it was
barricaded,
Yeah. And so that's how violent the transgender movement has become. And the other thing is, I've got gay friends. They're very militant, like what happened in Nashville. But I will say this. What this has become, I've got gay friends. They hate gay. They hate Pride Month. It's the far left. Probably the lefter, you know, more left, less than 5% of the whole Democrat Party that has become that, and it's just really sad. See, I grew up on both Democrat and Republican principles. I'm kind of on the fence. I'm more libertarian now because I even think that even the Republicans become the party of wussies because they don't do anything, legitimate anymore. It seems like more the libertarians, the freedom loving people, hence the name Freedomizer Radio, tend to have the real voice of reason here because they represent the middle of the political spectrum. The woke movement, though, the woke fungus, as I call it, has infected everything, and it's made this whole corporate backlash.
Don't they understand that this is going to cause a backlash against the gay community? Because now, instead of, you know, just normal gay people going about being their normal selves, they are being associated with, because of all the advertisement, child predators. The gay people I know are not child predators. They're just average everyday people like anyone else. They go about their business, they do what they do, and live their life, the proper thing to do. You know, just like straights, just go about your business, live your life, you know, do what you do. But now with this association and all this, you know, this highlighting these child predators and the little kids' bathing suits and all of this stuff and, you know, chopping off minors' parts, nobody wants to be a part of that. You know, so now when you look at gay people, like, are you one of them? Are you a child predator? You know, you're going after my kid. You know, and gay people don't need that. They should come together as well and fight against this. You know, the gay people I know are not anything like what we're seeing on all these headlines and stuff.
No.
You know, I know trans people, too, who are nothing like that, and they waited till they were adults to transition.
We live in a libertarian society, and that means that you do what you want to do, I do what I want to do, as long as it's lawful, and as long as we're not interfering with one another, and that's what it is. It's interfering with one another. And when you have men pretending to be women, or mentally ill men pretending to be women, I'm going to call it out right now. When you're mentally ill and you don't know what the heck your gender is, just look down at your private parts. If you have one thing, you're one, and if you have another thing, you're another. You're not going to convince me that you're another, because I'm not going to fall for that. I'm not doing it.
It's not like everybody doesn't know.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Why don't they send Leah Thomas over to Iran? Hi, Mohammed. My name's Leah. What's yours? Why, you look like a man. But, yes, I identify as a woman. Why don't we get you acquainted with this gas chamber? Because that's what they're going to do to her in that country.
Yeah, well, look at that chick that found out of what Russia. She brought the vapes to Russia, and they didn't appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
The vapes.
Brittany Griner. Yep.
Yeah.
Brittany Griner.
Yeah,
yep.
Well, that girl, she got a whole new outlook on freedom. You know, she thought she was the Queen's Bee, and she could do what she wanted, and she's a superstar and a celebrity, and she hated the national anthem and wouldn't pledge to the flag. And then she went to Russia, and she violated their rules. And the next thing you know, she's in a prison, crying, come help, 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 America, come help me, I'm an American. You didn't like our anthem, you didn't like our country and everything. You thought you were all that, and you went over there and you broke someone else's rules. Your freedoms don't follow you to these other countries. You're free to do all that here, but that doesn't follow you to those other countries. You better beware going somewhere else. You know, when you think you're all that, you're not.
The WNBA has never made a profit in 25 years, actually, 26 years, or even 27 years, because it started out in 1996. So this is the 27th year of the NBA. The mainstream media likes to promote the WNBA like it's a real league. It's not, because the product on the court sucks. They're known more for their political positions and their political proclamations than they are for their actual product on the court. It's never made a profit. It's subsidized heavily by the NBA. When Brittany Griner was first arrested in Russia, it took 3 months for even ABC News to cover it. When ABC News covered it, that's when everyone else jumped on the, woe is the woman. Woe is the woman. Women don't get enough. Had this been LeBron James, LeBron James wouldn't have been brought home in an hour. But it took, of course, Brittany Griner. But here's what the hypocrisy of that is. She was over there to go supplement her income, and while the NBA stars are paid millions of dollars, WNBA players are paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And that brought apart that thing about, well, women should be making the same as men. So, they tried to use that to force that agenda down. So, well, play better basketball, make billions of dollars, bring in millions of fans, because half their stadiums are empty because of the product on the court. It sucks. And the value. But let's just say this. The average American wage right now is about $50,000 a year. They're making $300,000 a year, and she went to Russia to supplement her income. So I'm making six times the amount of the average, six times the average amount of what the average wage is, throwing a ball into a hoop and dribbling a ball up and down a court, and she's complaining about her money and the lack of money that, and that's just so out of touch, and that's just how these really, really rich and as I like to call it, the permanent political class, how out of touch they are with their customers. And that's what it all boils down to with this whole woke agenda that is going on with corporate America.
Well, their woke agenda is eliminating women. You know, when you're putting these transgenders into these women's sports, the woman can't compete with a guy. I mean, if anybody wants to be honest, there is vast differences between the physiology of a man and physiology of a woman. Men have different muscle structure. I mean, men have biceps, women have triceps. They are not as big, they are not as strong. Their lung capacity, women's lung capacity is much less than a man's lung capacity. Look at the wrestler who broke that girl's neck.
Yep.
They were wrestling, and she was a transgender in the women's sport. She broke a girl's neck. It's very, very dangerous for a woman to try to physically do these things against a man.
There was also a transgender volleyball player that spiked a ball, and it went right into a woman's face and broke her nose. So, I mean, it's happening.
Oh, I know, yeah. Yeah, she had a concussion and everything. That girl got blasted. I saw that hit. Go
ahead.
Blast her right in the face, man. That had to hurt.
When I was in the military, we had to do our annual physical training assessment. There was one set of standards for men and one set of standards for women, and that still is the case. They've actually tried to integrate some of that because they are about, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, and they try to bring that into the fold, and they're going to notice that their recruiting numbers are going to drop.
Where do women stand?
Yeah.
Where do women fit in if all the best women are men? That whole Bud Light thing, it started because that guy was 365 days a woman.
Mm-hmm. Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah. 365 days he was a woman. For 1 year he was a woman. And now he's the world's best woman, and then he gets a beer can. And the Times Magazine Woman of the Year was a man.
Oh.
And
now he says,
you know, so where do real women fit in? Where do biological women fit in? They're not as strong as men. That's why we have women's sports separately from men's sports. You know, what would be a good investment to do is a co-ed league for all these sports, you know, and then you can have men, women, trannies, whatever you want there in this.
Yep.
And just, you know, choose up sides to handicap, you know, like you would a pool league. You got good players and you have mediocre players, and you put them all on the same team, and then you go against other teams that have good players and mediocre players and see how they do. But for assigned women's sports, it's not fair. It's just not fair. You know, they talk about fairness and equity and inclusion and all of that. Well, how about you let the girls play the girls' sports in their own capacity? They cannot compete with the physiology of a male. That's just, it's science. It's, you know, it's honesty.
Yep, that's
and
what
everybody's
the Fauci,
lying to themselves now.
That's
and
what the Fauci
the
lizard said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Fauci lizard said. Follow the science. So, and that's the Lord and Savior of the left right there, Fauci. So if they are... If they consider him, you know, you guys were talking about those masks earlier, if they believe everything that Lord Fauci is saying is gospel there, how come they don't believe him about following the science?
Yeah, St. Anthony of Fauci.
So,
he's another one
who's
behind bars. He's one of the, biggest mad scientist mass murderers around.
Austin, usually around this time I like to share the Broccoli Man of the Week. Have you seen my cartoon before?
You just sent it to me in a private message, so I'll watch it a little bit later.
Yeah, so I'm going to play it live, and then we just cut the audio, and we watch it while we hear the audio over the radio. Have you seen Wrestling Man before?
Yep, I've seen a few of yours, actually. Very good put-together political messaging that gets across the point, yes.
Okay. All right, so let me get this queued up here. So this one is regarding the ESG scores, and liberal person is on this one. I know everybody's favorite Broccoli Man. He can't be on every one of them, and I can't put the millennials on every one of them either. But liberal person is on this time. So when both of you are queued up, you let me know, and then we'll play it.
All set.
You ready, Austin?
I'm Austin.
Yep, all set.
All right, so I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
I can't wait to catch this child trafficker and get home. At least it's my Friday. I better not see the wiretap again when I go through the projects. We have to get that fentanyl and the groomers off these streets. I can't believe all these woke companies are okay with losing billions of dollars so they can promote their mess with these kids. Since when is it okay to have a naked 5-year-old dance in a strip club and have grown men put money in their butt cracks?
Hey broccoli person. I hate you so much. How dare you say it is wrong for me to put dollar bills y'all inside kids' butts. We all can make decisions about our bodies anytime we want.
That's not how it works. If you want to get naked for money, you need to be an adult. Or I will arrest you.
You something ducker. I bet you have the worstest ESG score ever. Your social credit is equal to a pile of horse manure.
You are right. I am not woke. Nor will I ever be woke.
No one cares if Bud Light, Target, and North Face lose all their billions of dollars. It is far more important to promote the trans community. You are too cisgender to understand. Maybe you will learn when we put you all in FEMA camps. That do not exist.
That is the dumbest financial strategy ever.
It's because it is not about the money. It is about being loving and liberal. You need to be more loving and liberal to all people just like I do, you dumb cisgender Trump-supporting Christian biznitch.
Hey, that's great. There are literally hundreds of seats on this train. If you do not want to be around me, you can sit someplace else and not get all up in my Kool-Aid.
How dare you talk to me with hate speech like that, you stupid cisgendered little white cracker male. Even great actresses like Jane Fonda are calling on all you cisgendered white males to be placed in FEMA camps and die to stop climate change. Even though FEMA camps will never exist and if you think they are real, we will round you up and place you in a FEMA camp. Jane Fonda is just like us loving and liberal people. We love everyone who is dark-skinned, Hispanic, or LGBTQ2P+. Unless you are trans, we need you dead.
It is beyond me why companies are lining up to lose as much money and business as possible by promoting this trans agenda for the kids. Absolutely no sane person wants to push gay and trans agenda to babies who cannot even walk or talk yet.
You bleeping of dog shit eye. That was one of the most offensive things anyone has ever said. How dare you say that all babies are not born with the wrong gender and they do not want to be gay or trans right when they are born. George Soros spends a lot of money to make sure we push our communist agenda. How dare you stand against globalists like him? You are just a white supreme guise just like all the other black and Hispanic conservatives. Why are you part of the Klan?
Excuse me. But you get in my airspace and call me names and shout nothing but hate at me. Can you please leave me alone and wait for your stop?
My stop was 2 stops ago. I stayed on here just to tell you I am a trans vegan and I believe that all kids should get gender reassignment surgery when they are born because it is loving and liberal. How dare you not support great Democrats like Brandon, Governor Gruesome or Michael Robinson Obama? Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I would never support the Democrat Party. I do not believe in communism.
You believe in fascist. How dare you demand everyone else live just like you? You are nothing but a stupid communist and a Klan member.
That makes no sense. You come up here demanding that I die because I do not live like you. I tell you, you can live your life however you want. And you are calling me the communist?
Yes, and there's something Doc Earth that needs to die. Thought it's not my fault you are into the old way of thinking.
So, old way of thinking? But you are listening to George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and Bill Gates. All of them are old white guys who hate humanity.
Look here, you little bizarre. You should be ashamed of yourself for believing in God. If you believe in God, that does not affect me. I prefer to shop only at stores that sell shirts promoting Satan.
You can support and worship whomever you want. You can learn the hard way when your life on Earth ends.
How dare you say that hate speech to me? Stop pushing your religion on me. All of you people that support Christianity needs to be arrested so that we can run the Earth however we want.
How am I stopping you from living your best life? You can be living it if you were not here yelling at me with pure hating.
Shut up, you piece of horse bleep. It is right-wing extremists like you who get mad when movies put kids in sex action scenes. Children can have sex with any person they like.
That's totally wrong. And plus illegal. So help me, Lord, I will arrest you if I ever catch you doing that with kids.
Why are you against gay and trans parades? You also stopped the furry festival from happening. Children need to see our privates and how we live. Otherwise, they will not know we exist.
That is the point. Grooming is illegal. You can have whatever conventions and festivals you like. You just have to make sure it is not accessible to children. For the children. Just be adults and not bring the children in.
You are totally wrong, and that is why we need to round you wrong thinkers up. We are totally doing this for the children. How dare you not like kids like we do?
There is a difference. We love children. You love to groom and diddle children until you get arrested. Now, please remove your person from my area before I take you in for arrest.
You are the one that needs to be arrested. You are not allowing us our freedom and you do not conform to our way of thinking. You have no shame not allowing children the right to whack their weenies off and not let me show them my junk. Do I need to remind you I am a trans and a vegan and supports the current thing?
Please. Do not let this wokeness conquer America. Do not let these creatures walk all over you. We have let them get away with far too much. Stand up for yourself or you will all go down the communist road. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-host, and keeps you up to date on all the newses to fight the globalists. That is on freedomizerradio.com. Click on Listen Live to catch it all for the Proof Negative radio show.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Anyone who listens to Proof Negative is a specist in our people that the Southern Poverty Law Center says are Klan members and hates humanity. I am most loving and liberal. I love everyone. Not like you who hates people for not being a trans. We cannot wait to put you in a FEMA camp.
That was right. Good, Proof. I love all the details you put in there, the advertising on the trains and stuff. That was
really
good,
like
too.
Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon. Oh, goodness.
Very good.
You know, that's it's absolutely true, too. They say they love everybody, but they don't love anybody, including themselves. You know, they change with the wind. Whatever is popular in the shiny thing today, that's what they go with. As far as the children, back off the children. They're not going to get far with that. They are going to get a rebellion, a revolt, if they insist on targeting the children. That's enough. That's enough. You know,
go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just about to say also up in Dearborn, Michigan, and Dearborn, Michigan has a very high Muslim population up there.
they voted Biden by over 90% in that area of Michigan in the last election. But I will say that they've been going to the school board meetings, and they have been protesting at the school board meetings and causing the school board meetings to have to be shut down early because of the LGBT content that they're finding in libraries that the Muslims are completely against.
It gets better now, Austin. They're now grouping the Muslims with the quote-unquote right-wing extremists because just like Christians, Muslims have a devout religion. Regardless of whether we agree with their religion or not, the fact that you have a religion puts you in the same class as a Christian.
Yep. Because you believe in a higher power, something
yes.
bigger than
mm-hmm.
yourself and bigger than your community and bigger than your country. God is real. And if you worship God, then you don't worship the state. You know,
right.
you don't depend on the state. You depend on God. You pray to God. You don't pray to the state. But, you know, people who are Satanists, they think that they're worshiping someone. But if you believe in Satan, how can you not believe in God? Didn't God create Satan? Do they not know that?
I guess
wow.
not. But I guess just like in the
yep.
Batman movies, there's people that root for the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a thing.
You know, I'm looking at
it. Yeah, that bill passed. But, you know, it passed with more Democrats than Republicans. The total was 314 to 117, 314 yeses, 149
of them were
Republicans.
What I'm more looking at, though, is that 46 Democrats said no.
Yeah. 71 Republicans, 46 Democrats said no.
Well, in
but
my opinion, the Democrats only voted on it because they're in Houston and they all voted together. So those votes, you knew you were getting
them.
You
know, you got to hand it to the Democrats, though. They stick together like glue. Whether they're
oh, right.
dead right or dead wrong, they stick together. You can't get three Republicans in the same room to agree on anything.
Nope.
Well,
they
agreed to take the fall on this again, so enough of them agreed on that.
Yeah. And those 81,000 IRS agents survived the cut. You know, there aren't that many rich people in this country. So who does everybody think those IRS agents are going to go after?
Well, the first people they're going to target is the people that put on their taxes that they make less than $40,000 a year.
Yeah, because they're going to want to know how you're surviving.
If you claim less than $40,000 a year, then their thought is, oh, you're probably making money under the table.
Right. Exactly. You know, so they're going to start fishing around.
By spending millions of dollars to get people to pay $800?
Yeah.
I don't think...
They'll do it.
I don't think that's the right motive.
Yeah, well, they'll put a bunch of them in jail, too, just to scare the others.
Right.
And they want to go
yep.
to digital currency, so that way they can control every transaction. And if you don't toe the line, they can cut you off. Your card isn't going to work. I don't
right.
care if it's
and that's what it's all about
bank.
Right there. It's about control, like I said earlier. It's about the control. And that's why the Democrats love China for.
Yeah, you had said something about gun control earlier, too. You know,
yep,
you're
gun
right
control,
about that.
It's right. actually, and Proof Negative does a good job of talking about globalism versus populism. That RFK guy, Kennedy guy, he's a leftist populist.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, of course, is a right-wing populist. So, of course,
right.
you pick your battles there. But it's between populism and globalism, which are the complete opposite.
Yeah. Well, this gun control
I'm not a super huge Robert Kennedy fan, but if
that's
this was a
sense.
Fair election, you'd have Robert Kennedy versus Trump.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy is more popular than Biden. 77% of the Democrats don't want Biden to run again. That's why he's not going to have a debate, because Kennedy and Marianne Williams will shred him.
Man, if Marianne Williams didn't shred Brandon, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
And see, the Democrat Party has become nothing more than OMB or Chambet. They were diagnosed with stage 4 leukemia and stage 4 OMB Orchman bat.
Yeah, but there's a reason for that, though. The reason for that is because they have all these Democrat votes lined up, and these are diehards that will never, ever in their life leave the plantation. They could say they're going to shoot every black person dead, and they'll still vote Democrat. They don't care. They've signed their name on the dotted line. And when you don't have to hold people up and hold them accountable, then they don't care about you. They'll move on to the next group because they know they have you. Democrats don't have to do a damn thing to impress anyone. They know they're going to get at minimum 48% of the vote without trying because they're Democrats. That's why Brandon can stand up there and say, I'm not going to do a damn thing, and you're going to listen to me. And that's why McCarthy caves. Because
they're going to have to do some fancy stealing this time just to get Biden through that primary. Because
the primary,
RFK Jr. RFK Jr. is going to blow him away if it was legit.
Yeah.
And he hasn't even had a campaign event, Biden.
Oh,
and he doesn't have any plans on having
campaign event.
And he's not going to do debates either. And they got all the media now all talking trash about RFK Jr. You know, he's the bad guy right now. Oh, he's the bad guy right now.
So,
but, you know, the guy makes a lot of sense.
If you're Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you keep pounding out those interviews knowing that these radio and TV networks are desperate for audience. And they want a candidate to promote, so they might interview him. And he needs to go out there and do 3, 4, 5 interviews every single day because Brandon's not doing a one. So he needs to, if he could smear his name all over the internets and all over the smell-o-visions, then he has a chance because the other side
is Did I see that one of your hosts on your network is going to be interviewing RFK Jr.?
I know that she lives in San Diego and went to his event. I don't know the aftermath of it.
I thought that there was a word that he was going to do an interview with her. I'll tell you what, if that goes down, I'll help pimp it all over the web. I'll send it viral.
Oh, I'll
you know,
be doing a lot more on that myself. I don't even care if it's Marianne Williamson. I should try that.
Well, you know, I'm a solid Trump supporter. Everybody knows that. I don't deny that. But I would help promote RFK Jr. for that primary. And Marianne Williamson, I kind of like her, too. She's a little off on a lot of things. But she's quite right on a lot, too. You know, she's firmly grounded. Another one is that Tulsi Gabbard. She's on the ball, too. I don't agree with everything she says, but she's a thinker.
See, who I will interview is somebody that is not a mainstream media candidate. I like the ones that are not getting all that media attention. So either of them I would like to have on the show.
Yeah. I want to say this, too, and I got to let you guys go here in a minute, but here in Indiana, the Republican Party is absolutely trash. They're trash. My wife is a teacher, and yes, the teachers' unions do their thing. I'm not a big fan of the teachers' unions, but the Democrat Party actually speaks more sense here in Indiana than the supermajority Republican Party that we have. And I actually went from being kind of a Republican to becoming more of a libertarian. And libertarians, I think, represent the middle part of the American populace that actually
you know, thinks on both sides of the issue, not just, you know, far right or far left.
Right.
And I've actually been doing that, and I know that one thing that the Libertarian Party is you know, campaigning for is nationwide legalization of dope, marijuana. Another thing that I know that they campaign, I know that this is near and dear to Proof Negatives, is the Barefoot is Legal Project, because that's a good thing right there, because you're having, you know, if somebody tells you that you can't go barefoot inside of a restaurant or a public establishment, then your rights are being trampled on right there. And that's what the whole libertarian thing is about. So
yeah,
a lot of Trump supporters, I know.
This way, though. I've interviewed Gary Johnson, and I think he is a terrible candidate, and I don't know who the upper echelon of the Libertarian Party is this year. But if you're looking for Libertarian, I don't know how Joanne would agree with me, but Trump is not your regular Republican, and I would look at him more of a Libertarian, because he's not an establishment candidate, close. I would say a traditional Republican candidate would be DeSantis.
Yes.
I interviewed Gary Johnson once on your network, too. He called the wrong number.
Our network.
And, yeah, he called Freedomizer. He was trying to call someone else. And once we had him on the phone, we didn't let him go. I said, well, you might as well just interview with us. You're live. So he talked to us for a while, and I just thought he was a nut. And then when I saw him on an interview with, I think it might have been like a CNN reporter or MSNBC or something, the girl was talking to him. He stuck his tongue out at her. He just, like, put his tongue out like a lizard.
Yeah.
Well, one
and
thing
then he
about
was talking
him, though,
with
that
his
I
tongue
will
out, and I'm looking at him like, you know, you got this Libertarian
party. I went to the Libertarian in 2012 here in Las Vegas, and I was told ahead of time by his campaign manager that Freedomizer Radio, you don't sound that big, so we're going to pass on your interview. Gary doesn't do small interviews. So we're at the convention. We got kicked out of the the media room because they were cleaning. We were the only show that was left. So we interviewed outside. Gary Johnson with his security comes up to my camera people and says, whose show is this? And he says, Proof Negative from Freedom. Oh, Freedomizer, I think I've heard of that. Can I get on? Literally, you hear him asking if he can get on the interview.
Yeah,
so,
well,
after
my co-host and I interviewed him, I think the guy needed a cigarette.
Yeah.
But yeah,
what I was
going to
say about
him doing that too.
Yeah, well, you know, well, you got this great party, this Libertarian Party, and, you know, they're making headway, and there's a lot of people joining it, and then they put up someone like that when they had so many other choices to choose from. They put up Gary Johnson. Now, you know, everybody talks about the primaries in the Democrat and the Republican parties. Those are only beauty contests. They are not binding. And that was proven when Florida tried to move their primary up, and they got stripped of their votes. Well, everybody started flipping out or got taken to court. What do you mean you're stripping our votes? This is America. Well, other parties don't even have primaries. They just nominate somebody. So it's a non-binding vote. So Trump could get 100% of the votes, and the Republicans still don't have to give him that nomination, you know.
The Democrats operate in the same manner, too. So even if Robert F. Kennedy won all 50 states, they could just pick Brandon.
Right. Because it's non-binding. So everybody should keep that in mind, that it's only a beauty contest, and it's whoever the party chooses. And, you know, that your vote is only a suggestion in the primary. The general is where your vote counts. And if anybody starts messing with that, that's when you have legal standing to contest it. But not in the primary. But, you know, what if, say, RFK Jr. won 90% of the vote? You think they'd give it to him?
Oh, of course not. Austin, do you have your own show on your network there?
I run Mix 105. That's on 24/7. It's just a music station.
I was just trying to promote your show before you leave.
Okay, yeah. Once again, if you want to catch Proof Negative, he's on at 1 a.m. late Saturday, early Sunday. It's just an hour show that he puts together. And then we also do Barefoot is Legal. What I do is I just take the show and download it and pop it into our system here and just re-air that same weekend's program that both Audrey and Phoenix host. Audrey is over here about 2 hours from me over here in Dayton, Ohio, and I think her niece is Phoenix.
Saturdays at 7 Eastern, did you move me from that spot?
Yeah, you're on at 1 a.m. because we have other programming. We had to move some programming around. So you're on at 1 a.m. early Saturday. And by the way, there's actually a lot of listeners in that time slot because it's the late Saturday night, early Sunday crowd from that to clubs and stuff. So it goes good with the program.
All right. That's the first time I heard of it, so I was still promoting the other time slot.
Sure. But one thing I was going to say before I let you go, the Libertarian Party actually got double-digit percent. I mean, it landed up to like 13% of the vote because we had a very good candidate here in Indiana who was tired of all the lockdowns and tired of the mask wearing, tired of putting on, you know, the face diaper here in Indiana. Donald Rainwater was his name, and I actually had the opportunity to meet with him personally. He called out all the corruption at the Indiana state level government that we have, that the Republicans were doing, and just he got a lot of people to notice the Libertarian Party, and so hopefully it grows. So that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right, well, thank you, Austin, and I guess we'll talk soon.
Yep, talk soon.
Thank you, Austin. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, this is Mom. Drama in California. I was just reading this thing from my friend John Drury. It says here, Trump won in California big time, according to documents they've learned during the discovery phase in a lawsuit. Preston said then California Secretary of State Alex Padilla never signed the official certification of election of California in 2020, which apportioned California's 55 electoral votes to Biden. Preston, who was suing the state of California, said, we know that with a whole lot of evidence behind this, that Donald Trump won California 15,800,000 votes to Joe Biden's 4,600,000 votes. Trump should have gotten California's 55 electoral votes. Preston said Padilla didn't sign the official certification because he would be lying and he didn't want to go to prison. Imagine that, huh? A lot of stuff coming out about that election. Yeah, I think our rightful president is Donald Trump. And, you know, I don't know who likes him and who doesn't. It's not even important anymore if you hate him or you love him. He is the only person on the planet who can help save this country right now. None of the others have what it takes. They don't have the heart of a lion like he does. He will shred anybody in his way. You know, they put DeSantis up. Now, DeSantis is a very good governor for Florida. He should have waited until 2028. Trump put him where he is. If it wasn't for Trump endorsing him, Andrew Gilliam would be the governor of Florida right now. Crack-smoking screwball would be the governor of Florida right now. But because Trump endorsed DeSantis, he ended up on top. And then, you know, DeSantis won fair and square himself this time without Trump. But it was Trump who put him where he is. Now, for him to get up in Trump's lane, when this whole country owes Trump an apology, that Durham report should have been the eye-opener that said, you know, I mean, these people have been going after this guy with bogus information. This FBI lied to the courts, lied to the people. They went to Obama, Biden, Pelosi, Hillary, the FBI, Comey. They were all in a room together. They know that evidence was fabricated. They know it was on behalf of Hillary Clinton. But they said, okay, let's let the highest agencies in the country go after Trump because he was Biden's opponent or Hillary's opponent. They allowed that. And then they say, oh, they're trying to fight misinformation. They're the biggest pimps of misinformation out there. And then they're going to go after other people. They got a lot of nerve. And they lied to the court. So the courts, the president, some members of Congress like Schiff and the rest of those, and Liz Cheney and all of them, they all knew. Every branch of our government was infiltrated to steal that last election and tried to steal the one before it. They all knew. They were all participated, every single branch, the courts, the Congress, and the executive branch. That was a coup. That is the true definition of a coup. And then they try to overthrow the president when he became president, when their coup didn't work originally. And it did work the second time. Biden didn't get all those votes. No way in hell Biden got those votes. Trump even got more votes the second time than he got the first time.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, Trump right now, he's on a mission. And he will destroy everybody in his way. If you like Ron DeSantis, you got to talk him out of getting in Trump's way. You know, if you want to keep this guy for future elections, you got to get him out of there. Because Trump will steamroll him. He will destroy him. Trump is known for taking out anybody in his way. He's not going to treat anyone with kid gloves. He's on a mission. And, you know, anybody gets in their own, in his way, I don't feel bad for them when they get destroyed because they knew that was going to happen. And now they got Chris Christie in there. His only job.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, his only job is to try to take Trump down a peg. He's just going to be there like a barking chihuahua up Trump's rear end the whole time.
Nobody likes that guy.
He's not going to try to win. He's not going to win.
Honestly, I don't know who is worse. Chris Christie or Mike Pence?
Pence is getting in the race. They announced it tonight, but he's going in. He's going in.
But I don't know which one of those is worse, but they're both, they'll both get 0% of the vote.
I think Pence is worse. You know who Chris Christie is. You know what his whole demeanor is about. Pence, on the other hand, he was the sneaky good guy. Didn't go anywhere without his wife. But he got his UN silver token.
Yeah.
When he certified that election, he knew that was a bogus election. He knew it. And he was in a position to stop it, and he didn't. He turned his back and went against the country, went against the voters, went against the will of the people, and certified that election. I have no use for Pence. He's a traitor.
Yeah, he could have said anything where this is Trump's election, or we're going to do the audit. We're going to hold off. He had the power to do anything, and he chose.
Yeah,
hey,
we're going to have to postpone this until I get the evidence because there's too much discrepancy, so we have to investigate.
Regardless of whatever side you were on, the public would have been with that. And if they couldn't find the evidence, then they couldn't find the evidence, and that was perfectly okay. But you didn't even allow that to happen.
Yeah, well, just right now in Maricopa, it came out yesterday, they had video that was finally allowed to be seen. And after the tabulators were audited and it was nighttime, some people went in and changed all the SIM cards in the tabulators at the headquarters. So that tells you right there that they were playing games. You know, and how do you lose votes? I mean, you can gain votes. You can even stop getting votes, and the other guy gets more. But you don't start with, like, all right, say 100 votes, and then when you go back, you got 95. Where'd the other 5 votes go? You don't deduct votes when you're tallying votes. You add to them. You never deduct. What happened to the votes? Where'd they go?
Yes, but why is it that all the evidence is presented and everybody says, yeah, Kerry, you're right, And then all of a sudden, oh, we're going to shut this down. We're throwing this case out, Carrie.
Oh, they found her right, and they found that that they didn't decertify the election. But the evidence she has now, she's a shoo-in for the next one. They're not going to throw out the other one. But
so why can't they just redo the election?
Well, they can't because they have to set it up with the state. It has to be done with the Federal Elections Commission. But she can run again. And with all that evidence she has, she's sure to win. But they're not going to decertify the election because it's too much time has passed. She is the rightful winner.
I agree with that.
She is the rightful winner.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to give it to her now. She's just going to have to wait. But the evidence has been found in her favor. She won her lawsuits.
But does that put her in line to be a vice president, perhaps?
I think so. I think a good vice president would be her, Kristi Noem, or Tim Scott. Maybe Byron Donalds.
Yeah, I
don't
know,
know
about
if Byron Donalds could be.
Well, I like her, but I don't know if I like her that much. I would put Tim Scott, Rand Paul, and Carrie Lake as my top three.
Yeah, I would say Tim Scott would be the ideal pick.
I agree.
He's smart. He's quiet. He's sensible. He is a very, very nice man. He's a whiz in the economy. He knows the economy inside and out. So yeah, I think I would think he would be the ideal.
I'm looking to somebody like Kamala Harris calling him a white supremacist. I can't wait to see that moment.
Yeah, I know.
Because at some point, this racism is going to jump the shark, and nobody's going to buy this anymore.
It has to. I mean, they call you a racist, or they call you a white supremacist, or they got, you know, all of that stuff. Now, they do it so often for so much stupid stuff that is even non-related to anything racist, that it sounds like, nah, nah, boo-boo, you got cooties. You know, it just sounds childish. Every time they say mega, MAGA, they don't even know how to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
But do they even know what MAGA means? Make America great again. I mean, that's uplifting. That's a positive note. So when you say mega as a slur, you sound like an idiot, first of all. You sound like you're in a schoolyard, you're a bully, and you're trying to find all these new way cool swear words, and it's not working. You know, I don't think that there's too many people on the right that are offended by being called mega. It just isn't.
No, let me ask you this, Joanne. Have you heard, not that I really want to go back to the broccoli man, but I have, and I see Pianchi wants to talk to you too, but have you seen my character called Sumim?
No, I don't think so.
Super, ultra, mega, extreme, MAGA man.
Oh. I'm going to have to see that because
right.
I think that's
kind of
cool.
So we'll play this, and then we'll bring Pianchi in right after.
Okay. Let's do it.
So I want to show Joanne Sumim, and then we'll get Pianchi. So when you're queued up, let me know.
Yeah, I just got to skip the ad in 5, 4,
all right.
3, 2, 1, skip ad. Okay, it's playing.
All right, so I'll go ahead and count down on my end here. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Thanks for driving today. It is crazy how many liberals are okay with $10 a gallon gas.
They all want to blame Trump for the high gas prices. It's like they don't remember that in January 2021 gas was $1.87 a gallon. Trump ain't there anymore because they rigged the election. It has been a year and a half. Can't that dude take any blame for anything?
Did you see when Josh Hawley slammed that government lady? She was trying to say it is Vladimir Putin's fault. Like you, dud. The big guy shut down the Keystone pipeline on day one. Then he shut down 2,000 American pipelines in 2021. Then recently he closed off America from drilling for oil in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. Plus he stopped buying oil from Russia. And he replaced all that energy with absolutely nothing. What do you think happens?
I will tell you what happens, Green Dude. You go to jail for disinformation, misinformation, and for BS something ducker for real.
Oh no. Didn't I just have you arrested?
It worked out, Green Dude. I spent 1 hour in jail, then Globalist paid off a judge to let me go. I had to do a community service event. They made me do drag queen story time and read to the kids. I can tell you for sure after I read how big is your stick to all those childrens, we'll remove their underoos and compare their sticks with each other. I then gave them advice on their sex education homework. I taught them how to do a funny junk and also how to into my...
You was proud of that, bro. You can't be serious about all that, dog.
Now that I have paid my debt to society, I can now arrest you, Green Dude. You have provided misinformation. You disagree with Brandon.
Good luck with that. Brandon has the lowest ever presidential approval rating. You will have to arrest the whole USA.
We are prepared for that, sir. We have created thousands of FEMA camps that do not exist. We will round everyone up and execute all your nincompoops and something that cares that refuse to die from taking your gene therapies and complain about Brandon. Brandon is the best president ever.
You funny dog. What makes Brandon so great when the entire United States is falling apart since the globalists rigged the election for him?
Don't you get it, Sue Mem? He helped bring in a one-world government. The World Health Organization just gave themselves power to rule over 194 nations. He also helps make sure our crime syndicate can run smoothly. We cannot commit crimes fast enough. Gee. Globalist is actually hiring if you want to join the dark side, sir. He even throws in a company vehicle to sweeten the deal.
You Dr. Tedros Shill. He gave you a 1993 Geo Metro.
It is still a company vehicle, Green Dude. Otherwise I would have to take a city bus to create crimes. It is hard out there after you commit a crime and everyone sees you waiting on the 105 bus and you have to stand at that bus stop for 25 minutes while everyone stares at you and calls the police.
I'm cool on that, bro. I like being the superhero and doing right by our peoples. Having a globalist bail me out of things that do not align with God or my fellow man means nothing to me. I will cite you John 3:16 and other scriptures all day long, son.
You shush right there, Sumim, or I will make Green Dude flash me his delicious basket of kumquats right this instant.
I will take things that will never happen for $1,000, Alex.
You should have taken things that will happen for $1,000, Green Dude.
I saw that Brazil is not going to sign the World Economic Forum deal to take over his country.
Even the top archbishop in the Vatican says it is the highest form of treason to submit your country into the global government. He even says these traitors are doing their presenting of sacrifices to Lucifer. The only way to get your nation back is to have God take it back from Lucifer.
Why else do you think we are stealing all y'all's natons, sir? We play for keeps around here, sir. Which is exactly why I am required to run my hands through your long flowing mane.
Defiance to tyranny is obedience to God, son.
You stay out of this, Sumim. At the World Economic Global Takeover Summit, Globalist and the head of Pfizer are going to get approval for microchips to go into all medications. So from now on, if you get a prescription, we will be able to track and trace you. Now we can get all you something that cares hooked on pills and we can track and trace everyone in the free world. It's like we just got Connect 4 diagonally. Right there, pretty snooky sis.
I know, right? Before they want their troops to invade America, they might have someone like Robert Francis Holder try to help with gun confiscations and say it is a world health crisis. Then after they get the UN troops to take away most of the guns, then China, Russia, Iran, and American troops will be invading Americans.
So the only people that can defend themselves against the world government will be the Americans that have been able to hide their weapons successfully. Too many Americans are still sleeping and think Brandon is their friend.
Brandon does not even know what ice cream flavor he is eating today.
That tears at you, capitalist old government fools. Just for that outburst, I will be strip searching you butt naked right now here on these mean streets. I will need to check your entire persons, including slicing open the delicious baskets of kumquats and any anal cavities. If you have a front hole, I must have a look-see in there. I'm also hereby required to check your man boobs. Off with those shirts.
Please. We do not have much time. Most of America will be considered war criminals and the rest will be deceased from gene therapies. Taking down America right now and turning the world into Armageddon.
Stop being a bisonich green dude. We absolutely cannot have you telling people to get prepared, sir. If people wake up and get prepared, then our crime syndicate cannot win. In some states like New York, we are already hiring social media police to make sure you cannot tell a person about what a crime syndicate is doing. You say one shred of what crime our government persons are committing, you are being taken to a FEMA camp that does not exist.
How can you bring people to a FEMA camp if a FEMA camp does not exist?
That clapback was not appropriate, Suman. Just for that I will be looking into all your kumquats. I better not find any military-grade or R-15s box cutters, or any tickets to Elton John's farewell tour inside your junks. Now, we dum diddly ding dong dong a gone need less shirts on those persons. Now I need your uniforms sitting in the back of my 1993 Geo Metro right this very instant. I see less spin more skin. Do you understand? I need less spin more skin. Make way with the clothings and I will need to have a visual inspections of your tampons if it is your time of the month. They better be passing the smell test.
You ain't interested. We grown men. We don't play with no tampons, bro.
So, green dude, sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. And I am looking for kumquats.
I got another 80s classic for you. Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
You keep stepping in it. You are so getting anal swabbed when we go into the FEMA camp.
So anyway, please check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. and to midnight Eastern time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. There are lots of other great shows on Freedomizer too. Freedomizerradio.com. Get educate on the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, and other global news.
You are not hereby allowed to listen to Proof Negative. He ruins a crime syndicate. But if you want, you can get your Freedom microchip or get in the Lysnecker suicide pods. We need to exterminate 99% of the population so we can get Earth residents under 500 million and all your something that cares and fuss budgets need to be exterminated. Okay, Suman Green Dude. You are mandated to surrender your uniforms to myself so I can investigate the kumquats.
Make me.
Right, Joanne.
That was a good one. I like that, G-Globalist. That's a good one, though. That, I mean, it's right. All of these are right. You're going to have Broccoli Man bundle that guy eventually.
Bundle? What do you mean?
No, just like wrestle him.
Oh.
Take him down. And then he's going to be screaming and crying. Yeah, I love those. They make you think.
Now you got to see Sumim.
Yeah. I did see that before, but I didn't know what his name was.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's a good character. He's just trying to be a good guy.
Characters. I want to bring Bianchi in. Go ahead.
Certainly. Hello, Bianchi.
Hello there, red-blooded Americans. How's everyone?
Oh, we're good. How about yourself?
doing fine. I just wanted to make this one point. You want to start the penetration of the dagger in the Democratic Party, woke back. You got to get where parents can have choice with vouchers on where they educate their kids.
You're right.
Because that was one of the drawbacks, Joanne, because you got young people today that's just ignorant. It's because they were educated under the government school system. And we can see that. So
they keep
allow
the kids trapped in those schools, too.
Yes, they are. And also, it's a security issue because you don't know what those minds would have. And if they came out and they were successful, they wouldn't be falling for these liberals and these socialist policies. They want to stick with merit-based rather than equity, like what we see going on today, especially in the black community. It's a shame that all those kids is going through what it is that they're going through, and when they come out, they don't go anywhere. So it's going to take a multiplicity of angles, and that there is a major angle. I know it is because they try hard as hell to prevent it. Anyway, I keep listening.
We all have to stick together, Bianchi. Black people, white people, brown people, we all have to stick together. But they find ways to tear us apart. I feel so bad for the kids stuck in those public school indoctrination centers. They don't learn reading, mathematics, geography, science, any of that stuff. All they learn is this garbage that we're seeing all over the place, this equity and all that. No. We're supposed to be teaching these kids to be successful and to be thinkers. You don't tell them what to think. You teach them how to think for themselves. And you're right. If the children were taught to think and they were taught the skills that they need to succeed in life, they wouldn't need all this globalism and they wouldn't be listening to, you know, whatever the TV tells them or whatever the internet tells them. They'd be able to figure it themselves. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. We have to do something about our education system. Do you know the Department of Education is not in the Constitution? Those were states' rights. There is no federal teachers. They're state teachers. I don't know why they think that they have all this control. The unions have really destroyed the school systems. It's not about the students anymore. It's about the union. And God forbid you go against the union. You know, half these kids, if they graduate at all, they still can't read. Most of the kids, the minority kids, don't make it past the eighth grade. You know,
the next
thing you know, the only thing that's out there for them is the streets. The only jobs that's out there.
They talk about, Joanne, about GRT and black history. The kids can't read. And you know another thing, a lot of these programs need to be brought to an end. Because along with the program, you had to create a bureaucrat. And those bureaucrats is a bunch of people, I mean tens of thousands of people, that has formed voting blocks based on their jobs, based on programs that don't work.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're not teaching not just the mathematics, but they got rid of vocational training in those schools, in the city schools, too.
Oh, you won't see auto shop anywhere anymore.
No, you won't see auto shop or woodworking or the plumbing classes or the machine shop. You won't see that anymore. You know, not every kid is cut out for college. A lot of people work with their hands. And you know what? You know, they're teaching all these gender studies and activism. I never needed an activist and I never needed a gender professor. I have needed a plumber, an electrician, an auto mechanic, a carpenter. I've needed all of those things. You know, we should be training the kids for that, too. So, but we're not. We are failing. This is our watch. This country was entrusted to us from our forefathers. Black history is also American history. We should be learning, we should be teaching all of it to these kids. You know, not separating them by color or class, you know, the rich kids, the poor kids, the white kids, the black kids. We should be teaching all children. Every child is valuable. And to tear us apart like this is an operation. If we were to join together to set this place straight, there would be a lot of changes around here. But they're very, very good at keeping us isolated from each other. And it's sad. And then they pull this, oh, this is racist, that is racist. And then now, you know, the white people are bad, black people are bad, Spanish people are bad, everybody's bad. Well, who's good? Is anybody good anymore? We have to get back to being one nation. And we can work on all of these things. We can lift each other up. But we're not allowed to do that. We're not even allowed to talk among ourselves. You know, God forbid you hold a rally or a protest, then you're really in trouble if it isn't sanctioned by the cabal. You can go to all their rallies, but you can't come up with one on your own. We have to learn to talk to each other, and we have to learn to talk to each other away from the public sphere. We have to get back to meeting each other in restaurants and bars and churches and wherever gathering places we can. And we have to do it on the QT, too. You know, we have to learn to love each other again. And then we can move on. And we can eliminate this rubbish that has taken over this country. And that's all it is rubbish. And they'll tell us that we have to stay separated. But, you know, look at that class of people that's up there on the Hill. 535 people. How many of them you think are patriots? 10? Maybe?
And what about that Patriot Front group, though?
Oh, the feds.
That's
they
hilarious.
They could be more fed if they tried. What is their purpose? What do they do? What is their mission? What is their mission statement? They just come out. They get out of the U-Haul. They're all dressed in their fed pants and their fed shoes and their fed shirts. And they
and
put the masks on their face and they march around carrying stupid flags. Do you see them any other time other than when they're on display?
Not
what is
to my
their
knowledge.
Purpose? Yeah, you don't see them except if something is going on. Then all of a sudden they show up with their U-Haul. And they couldn't be more feds if they tried. And then, you know, you find out there was feds mixed in with the Oath Keepers and there was feds mixed in with the January 6th. I would say 70% of the people inside that Capitol were feds. Even if they were Antifa, they were put there by the feds. You know, conservatives are not rowdy people. They're not going to destroy anything. They're not going to take apart that Capitol. They thought they were there protesting a stolen election, and they were right, and they're still right. And the evidence has come through. Even the Durham report has proven them right, and they didn't break anything. But they're the bad guys, and they were put in the gulags, and some of them are still in there. And then they just gave Stuart Rhodes 18 years. He never even entered the Capitol. So what is he going to do 18 years for?
But and, Kevin McCarthy really wanted to. He can shut that down. He just chooses not to get involved.
I don't know that he can because it's already in the court system now. He has no jurisdiction over the courts. But he could do some things.
If that's considered the Speaker's house, he has the right to maybe not get involved with anything that happened in the past, but if they're talking about current sentencing, he could shut that down right now.
Could he, like, retroactively just drop the charges?
From when he was in office, maybe. I don't know the answer. I'm just thinking that if Nancy Pelosi was in charge of it before and she did what she did, then McCarthy should have the same rights to do whatever that Nancy Pelosi has. Am I wrong?
She just disappeared out of sight now, right?
Yeah. Well, she's thinking she's going to get Dianne Feinstein's seat or Governor Grusom will get that. Or
I wanted
Adam,
to talk about
Adam
that. I wanted to talk about Dianne Feinstein. They're all pushing her out. No.
Yes.
Right now, she's not much of a threat. She needs to stay in that seat. If they are successful in pushing her out, Newsom will appoint somebody triple communist than she ever thought of being. So At least if she stays in the seat, the voters have a chance.
Day where they would put someone like the Adam Schiff show in there.
Oh, yeah. Adam Schiff wants that job.
Yeah.
He's one of the biggest ones that are pushing her out. But Newsom said he was going to appoint a black woman, which that's fine if the black woman is qualified, but it shouldn't be a requisite. It should be merit-based.
Yeah, I'm tired of these hires based on what color you are, because I...
Yeah, what color, what gender, what sexual persuasion. How about your job qualifications? How's that? You know, there's a lot of smart black women. How about what's her name? Candace Owens. She's very smart.
She's living in California, though.
She's very, very smart. She's black. It shouldn't depend on black, but if it has to be a black woman, put her in. Or someone like her. But that's not going to happen. He's going to put a radical communist in.
Right.
So Dianne Feinstein, we're better off letting her keep that seat.
Governor. You got to put someone like
Dianne Feinstein stay right where she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care if she doesn't know what bus stop she's at. Neither does the president. And the guy from Pennsylvania there, Fetterman.
John Fetterman.
You know, Fetterwoman, that's what he said he was. Well, let her stay in that seat. Fetterman, on the other hand, you know, he's just new at this. He's useless, too. He can't string a sentence together.
I love when he walks up there to all those events and he's wearing his hoodie and shorts.
Yeah, that's a little disrespectful, too. You know, dress the part, dude. You want her to be up there, do it. And, you know, put on some dress clothes. Doesn't even have to be a suit, but a nice shirt and some long pants. What does he think? He's, you know, like a 15-year-old? That's who wears hoodies and shorts. And it was dead of winter, too. He was wearing them.
Oh, he just had a picture last week, I thought.
Yeah, they got like a dress code up there the guy looks like a slob. Like that Zelensky, he's always wearing khaki green.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't he have any other clothes? He's the president of a country. He can't put on a suit. You know, maybe I'm just a little old-fashioned, but I think, you know, it's respectable to dress nicely.
See, I'm not a
position
guy, but I understand that you don't want to look like a slob. There's kind of a fine line you can...
Yeah, you can even casual clothes is still dressy enough.
Pants, like nose or something, I'd be okay.
Yeah, even if the Patriot Fed's there, at least they get dressed.
Yeah, just ask the Patriot Front group for one of their Fed uniforms.
Yeah, really. Just put on a pair of Fed pants and a shirt. At least it's a little bit more dressy. But the hoodie, I don't. What's that about? Wearing the hoodies all the time. I know
he's
big bulge in the back of his head.
He's like every other regular Pennsylvania guy. That's his shtick.
Wow. That doesn't make Pennsylvania look good. Is that really how they dress in Pennsylvania? Come on. Maybe the kids do. You know, I'm surprised he doesn't have his hat on backwards. You know, if you're
That's
over 30,
true.
Turn the hat around, folks.
Unless he's Ken Griffey Jr., it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Well, that's
the guy that made it
popular to wear your hat backwards.
Oh, I thought he was a catcher for one of the baseball teams because the catcher always puts his hat on backwards so the mask fits.
Well, no, Ken Griffey Jr. was a famous outfielder. He came up when he was 19 years old, and that was his thing.
His rally cap, I remember that.
Yeah.
He would spin it around because it was his rally cap.
Hey, speaking of which, so Miami's like a hot city for sports right now.
Why?
The Heat and the Panthers both made the finals, and they both made it as an 8 seed.
Oh. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so they were the lowest seed to make it in, and both of them made it, so... They beat the Celtics in 7 games to make the finals, and they play the Denver Nuggets. And then the Florida Panthers. They play out of Miami, obviously, in the same arena. And they play the Las Vegas Golden Knights for the Stanley Cup.
Oh. Well, good luck to them. You know, that's funny. A hockey game in Miami.
Yeah, just think, the finals this year is in Las Vegas and Miami for hockey.
Wow. No, they got to have good air conditioning in those stadiums.
Yeah. Hey, I don't think I ever told you, but remember that time you bought a bunch of sports cards from me?
I do.
So you got a Tom Brady rookie from me. I don't remember which one it is, but all the Tom Brady rookies are worth hundreds of dollars right now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I got the rookie card and I got his college card. He's in a red uniform. I forget what college, but...
So I don't remember what you got out of me, but when COVID happened, a lot of cards skyrocketed in value, and Tom Brady rookies definitely did not disappoint. So you did pretty good there.
Yeah, I have it put away. I'll go look for it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah,
I just remember.
I do. I have it in a sealed thing, and I have them in a book.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a few good cards from you. Thank you very much.
Hey, the cards were a better investment than almost anything else over the past 3 years.
True.
The cards have done much better than crypto. I mean, crypto, Bitcoin went up, but it would also drop back down as fast as it went up.
I got one of those Trump cards. That went up pretty good. Paid $99 for the card. It's worth like $400 right now. One of those digital Trump cards.
Okay, I remember those.
I got one with the first offering. My son got one, too. His is worth a little bit more than mine, too. Depending on what one you got, but I don't have a set. The sets are worth even more. But, yeah, it's worth about $800 right now. I paid $99 for it. I have to learn how to do this digital. I don't have a digital wallet. It's just sitting out there in cyberspace right now. I own it, but I don't have any place to put it. I have to learn how to do this crypto because I do want to invest in some of it.
Yeah, my biggest thing is that I want to see everybody get at least $100 in cryptocurrency, not thinking of it in terms of it's going to skyrocket in value. I don't think it's going to skyrocket anytime soon. But what I am worried about is the U.S. dollar collapse. And if you put $100 into Bitcoin, the U.S. dollar could be collapsed. You still have something to trade. $100, at least you'll be able to get home, usually.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the U.S. dollar is going to collapse. That's the goal of this cabal, is to collapse that dollar.
Out of that,
they're doing everything in their power to do it.
Communism, where everybody's going to be begging for structure.
Yeah, well, the best thing to invest in is canned goods, seeds, water purification, solar generators. That's what people should be investing in. Because, you know, you're going to have to plant next year's dinner today.
Farming in the United States.
Yeah, that's what John Kerry, he wants to get rid of farming. He's talking about starving millions of people to death.
Yes,
we have a
economy
he wants to eliminate.
Yes.
And Bill Gates is right up his rear end with him, buying all this farmland so he doesn't grow anything. And like your guy said there, they're taking out all the food processing plants. They're taking out chicken farms. They killed off 180,000 cattle. They were not cattle. They were dairy cows.
Well,
yeah, but I heard something about that, and I don't know the truth of it. But I heard that those cows were injected with mRNA.
Yes. In New Zealand and Australia, all the animals there are injected with mRNA. So if you like eating lamb, for example, you have to find a reputable source because everything else is harvested in New Zealand or Australia. That's where most of the world's lamb comes from, and they definitely inject those.
Well, all the lab animals that they tested the mRNA on died. So I'm thinking maybe those cows were sick and showing signs of illness and had to be eliminated before people, you know, found out about it, because that hit the airwaves and then it disappeared really, really quick. So something was up with those cows. I don't know if it was good guys, bad guys, or both.
The Netherlands was the third largest grower of cattle, and mm-hmm. they said we're no longer going to have cattle farms. Mm. Well, you have India, which was the largest exporter of rice in the world, and they said that rice uses too much water, so we're going to stop exporting rice.
Wow.
So you eliminate beef,
right.
You eliminate rice.
It keeps millions and millions of people alive every day.
Yeah, you're probably starving
a third of the world. Rice is the number one
food source. Yes.
Rice is the number one food source in the world, and it grows in rice paddies that are swamp anyhow.
Yes. But the goal is to get the food down almost nothing, so there's rations and there's microchips and everybody bows down to it. So that's why I don't understand how we can't wake people up, because we see this. We have the internet that we can research this. They tell us what they're doing, and half the United States doesn't care, and then 40% says, well, what are you going to do about it? I'm just one person.
Exactly, because they think they're one person. They've kept us so isolated from one another that everybody thinks
I'm
that they're alone in this.
I'm just one person.
Yeah.
I started Freedomizer. You know how many hundreds of hosts we've had on over the years and millions of listens.
And every one of them were shopping on the same pathway.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're not alone. We are not alone. If people realized how many of us there are, we are the majority. You know, the normal people have got to be going crazy by now. You know, they're thinking that there's something wrong with them. You know, how come I don't believe in all of this? How come it's all over the airwaves? How come it's all over the internet? How come it's everywhere? And I don't feel it. I'm not part of it. And then you feel isolated and alone, like you're the only one thinking positive and thinking about the natural progression of things and what's happening. And we're listening to people like John Kerry tell us to our face that he wants us all dead. He's never going to go hungry. He's never going to give up a plane or a yacht or one of his multiple houses.
Or even his ketchup factory that him and his wife own.
Right. No. And the wife, she got it from her ex-husband, who died.
Yes.
She married an old geezer, billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And then she took that money and invested it with George Soros. She's number one of the donors to the Tides Foundation. She's the top donor to the Tides Foundation. So she took all that man's money and handed it over to a radical and married this clown, Kerry. Her kids sued her to try to get that money away from her. His kids, too. You know, they had children together. They tried to sue her to get that money away from her, and the judge said no. So those kids were left with nothing. His biological children, too. And she got all that money, and she just handed it over. And she's got some problems. I don't know if she's mentally unwell or if she's on drugs or something, but she looked like a hot mess when she was trying to get off the plane one day. She was stumbling. Her hair was all in disarray. Her makeup was all smeared. I don't know if you saw the John Goodman, Sherry O'Terry episode on Saturday Night Live with Sherry O'Terry was playing Mrs. Reardon, the school bus driver, and she was on all the drugs, and John Goodman was the pharmacist, and he was filling all the pills, and she said that she wanted him to hurry because she had to go to work, and he said, oh, what do you do for work? She said, I'm a school bus driver. Well, this woman looked as wrecked as her. I never would have shown myself in public if I was that lit. Hell yeah. I did a whole expose on her. She's the radical left bag lady. And John Kerry, that's her cabana boy, so you know. He's got plenty of money to fool around with. But he's never going to go hungry. And he's never going to be broke, but he wants you hungry and broke or dead. For what? You know, what's going to be left? If you kill off most of the population, who's going to manicure your lawn?
Robots.
Who's going to maintain your... Yeah, who's going to maintain your planes and your houses and all of that? You know,
oh,
that...
they don't care about that. They got robots for that.
Speaking of that, that other screwball, Hank Johnson, the
yeah.
congressman... The one that thinks Guam's going to tip over?
Yeah.
He was so racist recently, and he didn't even know that he had no self-awareness whatsoever. He said, well, we need those immigrants. Who's going to care for our children? And who's going to do our construction? And who's going to take care of our lawns? He's talking about enslaving those people, putting them into servitude for himself. Imagine
yeah,
that, a black man.
I know people in town that would love to get those $50 an hour union construction jobs.
Right? Yeah, there's a lot of Americans who would like to be out there doing construction work and making those paychecks. But he was talking about indentured servitude almost, you know, low-wage earners. Well, what if these immigrants don't want to babysit your children? What if they want to be your kid's doctor? What if one of them wants his job? What if they want to be Congress people?
Here.
And like you were saying about the left, how they vote in lockstep, what do you think that these immigrants are going to do? They're all going to vote Democrat. They don't know anything about the Constitution or the history of the country. If you ask one of these people about George Washington, the only thing they know about him was he was a slave owner. That's what the number one thing they'll say. What if you ask somebody what they know about George Washington? Oh, he was a slave owner.
Absolutely.
Nothing about the rest of his being.
Part.
Nothing about the time and the era that he was in, where slavery was perfectly acceptable. But they stopped it. Do you know that? And when they got in the Civil War, they gave up their slaves. Do they know that? And... You know, to be honest, slaves were very expensive. Only the elite had slaves. Not all the white people had slaves. Most of them were nothing more than slaves. Chinese people. They killed off so many Chinese people, Irish people, Italian people, just working on the railroads. They didn't put black people on the railroad. They were expensive. They had to feed and clothe and shelter and all of that. You didn't have to do any of that for the Chinese or the Irish or the Italians. But no one talks about that. And no one talks about how many people, white people, got killed in the war to end slavery. You know, I think that's pretty much a lot of reparations right there, by the way.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that because it's not popular in the media. Just
yeah,
like
well, giving
earlier,
up your life, that's a pretty big toll. That's a pretty big payment to give up your whole life, your life, period.
Yeah.
You know, but no one talks about that. And no one talks about the good things that our founders have done and the gift they gave us and how they changed history and got rid of slavery when it was quite acceptable globally at the time. You know, and all these people, even Indians, even the Native Americans had slaves. But back then, it was a way of life. All the way through history, even through the Bible, Joseph was a slave. So that's how long slavery's been in existence, and slavery is still here in the United States. These migrants that are being brought over here, they're no more than slaves. They have to repay
that
debt.
Well, I was
going to
say, you can talk about the pimp industry, too.
Yeah, the
and
pimp
those
industry,
women,
but there's even more. They're putting children to work in these food processing plants. Children, little kids. And when these migrants go to work doing the construction or doing the lawns or doing whatever they're doing, they bring their children with them. Those children work too. And they got to pay back the money it costs to get them here. They
yeah,
didn't just get a free ride. They're in debt when they show up.
In the back of a truck with the truck locked, and they find a bunch of like 50, 60 people
that died because they didn't pay their bill.
Right. You know, Soros isn't doing all of it, but his organizations are. They have an abandoned American base in Panama that they're using for the logistics for moving this type of human cargo. You know, a bunch of Sinaloas in Las Zetas, educated gang members, did not go all over the world and bring people out of their countries and transport them across hemispheres and oceans. You know, they didn't have the capacity to do that. That took governments. That took NGOs, the Jewish Federation, the Catholic Charities, all the Soros organizations, the Doctors Without Borders, and all of them, and governments. Those, you didn't bring all those people through Mexico, and Mexico didn't get a piece. They didn't just do it out of the kindness of their heart in Venezuela or Honduras or El Salvador, all these people from all over the world cutting through their country. They got a piece. These governments are aiding and abetting it. So it wasn't just a handful of Sinaloas. If you think that the cartels are doing this by themselves, we're thinking way too slow, way too low, way too small. You got to think bigger. This is intentional. This is the global reset. And they're not sending their best. They're emptying out prisons. They're emptying out juvenile facilities, emptying out orphanages. You know, that we had a four-year-old baby die at the border. That baby was supposedly unaccompanied. So this baby made it all the way up to five countries, roads, bridges, mountains, valleys, rivers. There must have been one hell of a four-year-old, and he almost made it. He died at the border, you know, unaccompanied my rear end. Where's his mother? What did they do to her? You know, he just didn't magically appear under a mushroom one day. He had a mother. Where is she?
Yeah, I doubt there's any four-year-old in the world that knows how to read a map to go several
right.
countries away without their parents.
Exactly. So there's more to this. People have to think bigger. We are being so conned. And there's millions of them. And 82% of them are single adult males of military age.
Correct.
All those ones they sent to New York, all the ones that are in the, other than a couple of kids, they found three kids, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 12-year-old, all drunk. Their parents had left, or their, whoever they were with, had left that hotel 2 days before. So those kids were at that hotel by themselves with all those adult males and three children.
Yeah, but when they went to Martha's Vineyard, they got rid of them real quick.
Oh, yeah. They got voted off the island real quick is right. Well, they didn't have the facilities for them. Well, then you should have invited them, should not have invited them. Is it Massachusetts a sanctuary state? All are welcome. So you put out a welcome mat, but, oh, yeah, we love immigrants, just not here. That's what they meant. Oh, they can't be on the island.
I like how they fed them store brand, like, corn pops and stuff and sent them on their way.
Yeah. Yeah, so now they can pat themselves on their back
cool.
that they were so wonderful to the immigrants. You're so wonderful. Open your door to them. You know, there is a literal army coming across that border. And they did it sneakily, too. They did not come over armed. They came unarmed. You know, so when you hear all these hot asses saying, oh, well, I got weapons and I got 5,000 rounds of bullets and stuff. So who are you going to shoot? You're going to shoot that four-year-old baby coming over? You're going to shoot those unarmed civilians coming over? Who are you going to shoot? They should have closed that border. Instead, it's wide open. And Mayorkas says he's doing a great job. Well, if invading the country is the mission, then yeah, you are doing a great job. See, we have to look at it from their point of view.
But Yeah, but none of these people will ever get impeached or anything. The only guy that gets impeached is the Texas Attorney General for doing too good of a job.
Yeah, or Trump. Now they're going to put Trump in jail. You know that, right?
Oh,
they haven't been
try.
Able to stop him any other way, so they're going to indict him from some other crime that they haven't made up yet. And you know they're going to put him in jail.
And he'll still win the election.
I hope so. He won the last one. He won the last two.
Yes. I hope he goes out there on the debate stage again and says, yeah, I'll beat Brandon a third time.
Oh, he'll say it.
Just like he did before.
Yeah, he'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
He already beat him once. Beat him bad, too. Now it just came out that he won California. And Padilla didn't even sign the papers. So how did they certify it without a signature?
I haven't seen that story.
Yeah, it just came out while we were on air. Can you imagine that? How far we have sunk as a nation. We were handed the greatest gift that anyone throughout history has ever been given. And we've squandered it. And we've handed it over to our lessers. These people aren't even smart. It's two or three of them are smart. The rest of them all follow and insist on the agenda. And they're bullies, and they're miserable. You can't even tell a joke to these people without them getting offended. I don't even care who's offended anymore. I'm so sick of worrying about offending people. I don't care. You're offended, fine. Be offended over there, because I'm really not interested.
Yeah, they could be as offensive as they want to us, but we do one thing that makes them mad, then we're the ones that are done.
I'm offended that they have the audacity to do this to my country, to do this to my fellow Americans, to separate the whites and the blacks and the browns and the women and the men, and everybody has to be isolated, and you have to go in lockstep with them, or you're canceled.
Yeah.
You can't cancel me. I'll not be canceled. I'm not going to shut up.
That the World Health Organization brought in North Korea to its executive board?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? World Health Organization. What kind of health care system you got in North Korea? They even have electricity. They are starving.
But they know how to push everybody to think the same, so that's important.
Yeah, that's the important part. They know how to force people into compliance. Same with China. They know how to force people into compliance. And the United States isn't doing too bad either. They're learning real quick how to force people into compliance. I will not be forced. I'm an American.
Yeah, I'm one of those people as well.
Yeah. So,
hey, we put
you know,
our
it's
money
time
where
for people to stand up and realize you're the Americans. You're supposed to be strong and brave. You're not supposed to be cowering in your house behind a mask. Oh, save me, save me. We're all going to die. No, we're not all going to die. We are, if we allow it. John Kerry wants us dead. Bill Gates wants us dead. Soros wants us dead.
And people still vote for this, though, because, oh, well, I have to vote for this because otherwise I'd vote for Trump.
Well, voting has become a joke, too. If we don't fix these voter rolls, if we don't fix these get rid of these machines and stuff, that's just an exercise in futility. They proved it to us. They told us about it. They laughed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did it. And everybody's wringing their hands. Oh, what do we do? What do we do? Smash those machines. Act like Hillary. She knew how to get rid of machines.
You mean wipe it down with a cloth?
Yeah. Wipe it down with a cloth. Drop it in a vat of salt water. That's how we're going to beat the artificial intelligence attacks, too. Water. Water will wet the components and short them out. Water will rust the hinges. And if you use salt water, it'll destroy the motherboard.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that. That's very important. Salt water. Water in general, but if you don't, you know, if you can get the salt water, do it. It's a lot to absorb, and it's a lot to try to undo. We have a very, very big job ahead of us, and we got to be up for it. But first, we have to get people together. And how do we do that? How do we get them to listen to you, or how do we at least get them to follow you? We need at least 10% of the people to wake up. You know, we can't be wasting more time trying to wake up the sheep. We have to wake up the rest of the lions. You know, we're at crunch time here. We've already lost the country. We have to get it back.
Yeah.
That's how far we've sunk. And we're not going to do it playing their game by their rules. We have to do the American thing. And start saying no to them. And start stepping up to them. Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, we're just spinning our wheels and wasting time. You know, anybody can list grievances. What are we going to do about it? Our founders knew this was going to happen. They put the solution in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. There is a solution, the Tree of Liberty.
But
Tree of Liberty is thirsty.
For the population to realize that.
Yeah, we just have to have the courage. All it'll take is just a little bit of courage and a little bit of unity. But, you know, the way they got everybody at each other's throats, the liberals and the conservatives and the blacks and the whites and everybody's at each other's throats. We just got to stop. We got to call a truce and say, hey. You know, we are not each other's enemy. The real enemy is the one that's manipulating us. Mm-hmm. I wish it was easy, but it isn't. You know, we've been doing it for 13 years that I know of.
Well, now you don't know what a woman is anymore, according to most people. But, hey, they'll put people in camps, and then people might finally wake up, but we have to form
our army.
They
already did, the J6 people. The J6 people.
We need more than that. So, or don't worry, they'll start to put people in camps.
Yeah. And then what? And then it's too late, then we're going to have to break them out.
Yes.
They got rid of the military.
Our night is over, unfortunately, though. That was 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I could talk for another hour. All right, everybody. Good night. Thank you very much for tuning in. Poof. I'll talk to you offline.
All right. Thank you, Joanne. Everyone else, watch the other shows on the network. Oh. I'm the only.